tell Rough Riders Baseball.
Yeah, she likes sour sweet, I like me sweet tea. And she likes my boots with these blue jeans. And she likes popping buttons on my first man. And she likes my cowboy hat. But she loves me for my twang. Reminds her of a little hang. When she hears me on the radio, she knows that it's me by the way I sing. She loves me for my twang. Loves me for my twang. Yeah, she likes how good I pick a guitar. And she
9 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
Don't you
5 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
Somebody told me that you found somebody new and you're happy. You were never really very good at being alone. Apparently it's getting serious, so whatever that means. I'm sure you told him I was just somebody you used to know. I know he doesn't know.
Just 4 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
I was the knight in shining armor in your movie. Would put your lips on mine and love the aftertaste now. I'm a ghost, I call your name, you look right through me. You're the reason that I just can't concentrate. Hey! Trying to fix my pride, but now you're broken. Now you're broken. Lie, 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 and try to hide, but now you know it. That I'm at an all time.
Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
These empties, Lord, as soon as I find where they lay, tied off them jolly and leaving mines on a long hot summer day. And for every day I'm working on the Illinois River, get a half a day off with pay. Pull tobo picking up barges on a long hot summer day.
Rough Riders Baseball is just 2 minutes away.
Only 1 minute left till Rough Riders Baseball.
Just 30 more seconds. Let's ride.
It's time for the Rough Riders pregame show on the Rough Riders Baseball Network, featuring interviews with players and coaches, a look around the Texas League, and a closer look at today's game. Let's head out to the ballpark, and here's your host, Luke Maley.
Hello and welcome to Riders Field. Luke Maley and Zach Bigley with you all night long. And unfortunately for this one, we've got a spurt of rain that just came through Riders Field. The tarp goes on, but an exciting matchup tonight. If we're able to get good weather for it, we'll be watching the radar. Make sure to check the Rough Riders social media accounts at Riders Baseball for updates on this weather delay. So like I said, this game going to begin in a weather delay. It's the Sod Poodles and the Rough Riders. We have to wait out the weather, and we will send us to break and come back with more information later, but enjoy a little bit of music here on the Riders Baseball Network.
I didn't ask for a free ride. I only asked you to show me a real good time. I never asked for the rainfall. At least I showed up, you showed me nothing at all. It's coming down on me. Down on me. I'm ready, rain on me. I don't want to be drunk, but at least I'm alone. Rain on me, rain, rain, rain on me, rain, rain. I don't want to be drunk, but at least I'm alone. Rain on me, rain, rain,
rain on me.
Now Tune in. Thanks for listening. We are officially going to start at 7:30 tonight, beginning in a rain delay. So the Rough Riders and Sod Poodles game 5 of 6 will begin coming up at 7:30. Thanks for sticking with us. We'll step aside really quickly and be back in about 5 minutes to start our pregame action with Luke Maley. We'll be right back.
Welcome into Riders Field. A short rain delay. 7:15 the current time, 7:30 our start time for Game 5 of the series. A six-game set between the Amarillo Sod Poodles and the Frisco Rough Riders. Amarillo took games 1 and 2 of this series. Frisco has evened it, winning games 3 and 4. The Rough Riders come in with an 11-8 record, which is good for second in the Texas League South, two games back of Midland. The Sod Poodles, after dropping these past two, have dropped to 7-12, fourth in the Texas League South, and looking up towards the Rough Riders and the Missions. Well, for the Sod Poodles today, they'll go with Dylan File, Emiliano Teodo for the Rough Riders. Luke Maley with you here on the pregame show. Zach Bigley will join us in just a few minutes. Well, we're excited for this matchup today. Let's dive into this pitching matchup. It's Dylan File, a right-hander going for the Sod Poodles. Off to a bit of a slow start for him this season, 1-1 with a 7.82 ERA, and he's been hit around just a little bit, allowing a 3.64 average to opposing hitters over his three starts. He's gone 12 2/3 innings over those outings, giving up 20 hits, 11 earned runs, three homers, issuing just three walks with nine strikeouts. On the other side, and it's an electric prospect for the Texas Rangers. Going for the Rough Riders, it's Emiliano Teodo, the Rangers' 15th ranked prospect, and he's got electric stuff all the way through his arsenal. The fastball is the one to watch out for. 100 plus on the radar gun for Teodo. He's 0-1 this season with a 3.86 ERA, and he has been great over his past two starts. Four earned runs in his first start, and just one over those last two that span nine innings. So on the season for Teodo, 11 2/3, eight hits, five earned runs, no homers, eight walks, and 10 strikeouts. So living in the strike zone, the key for Emiliano Teodo today. But a great matchup on deck between the Rough Riders and the Sod Poodles. We'll step aside on the Riders Baseball Network. And when we come back, you'll hear part one of our two-part interview with Rough Riders reliever Robbie Ahlstrom.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders Baseball excitement. Let's ride!
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Back on the Riders pregame show on the Riders Baseball Network, we're now joined by Frisco Rough Riders reliever Robbie Ahlstrom. Robbie, thanks for taking the time, and let's go ahead and start from the top of your career. You get drafted by the Yankees in 2021. What was that moment like for you?
I'd grown up a Yankees fan, just watching the Yankees growing up and stuff, and being a fan of baseball and knowing kind of what that organization's about throughout the baseball world and stuff. So it was an awesome feeling and stuff, and got there. The organization was great. They really took care of me and stuff. So yeah, it was a cool experience all around.
Well, I love to hear it. We're excited that you're here, obviously. And you've spent now the majority of your career here. Didn't have too much time in the Yankees organization. What was that trade like? You know, it was a pretty big trade that involved some pretty big names. So what was that feeling like for you?
Yeah, it definitely caught me off guard. I mean, I hadn't played an affiliate with them yet. So, like, I was getting ready, packed up and stuff, ready to break spring training, and then got the news, found out, and kind of caught me off guard and stuff. So called my family, friends, let them know, and then 6 hours later I was in down east, the Rangers low A affiliate, ready to play our first game. So it was kind of a whirlwind, but once I got settled in, it was all good after that.
A little bit of a different route, but now you've progressed through the Rangers system at a pretty good rate. Talk about your journey a little bit to Frisco, because once you've gotten here, you've been great. We'll talk about that, you know, here in a second, but how was the journey up to Frisco for you?
Yeah, I mean, there's been a lot of ups and downs. I started as a starter. I did that throughout college and stuff, and then we kind of went a different route. I made some appearances out of the pen before I got moved there full time, and the stuff was better. Like, it was a more clear path to the big leagues there. So when they told me that was going to be my role moving forward, I just tried to tried to buy into that as much as I could, and I've seen a huge progression in that and stuff and my ability to pitch and stuff like that. So it's been comfortable there, and kind of figuring out myself as a pitcher has been it, like, allowed me to be more consistent and just progress up. And had a really good year in Hickory last year, got called up once I settled in here in Frisco. It's all been good, so hopefully just continue to build on that and keep progressing.
For sure. Well, you mentioned you were a starter in college at Oregon. You stay home and play your college ball at Oregon, and you know, you make a lot of starts there. I think there's some records there. I think you're in the top 10 maybe, or at least were at one point in starts made. Don't hold me to it, but I think so. And so you say you make that transition to the bullpen. What sort of things changed for you? Was that a difficult change, especially mentally, like the preparation different? What's the difference between your preparation for being a starter versus now being a reliever?
Yeah, it was just new, finding a new routine, getting hot with seven pitches versus your, as a starter, you get 20, 25, whatever you need to feel good. It's a little bit rushed, but I just leaned on the guys that were already in the pen, asked them kind of what they did, things that work for them, things that don't, and then kind of built my own routine off of that. And I mean, I've had a lot of help, like pitching development, the coaches and stuff, like they've been there just offering me a hand and guiding me where I need to be, and I think I found a pretty good routine now and kind of settled into that role, and I'm comfortable now.
That's part one of our interview with Rough Riders reliever Robbie Ahlstrom. Tune in tomorrow for part two, and when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network, we'll get you the starting lineups.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Thirsty Thursday. Starting on May 23rd, fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25. With a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly and Drafts, and even more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days presented by Raising Cane's. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
This is Cole Reagans, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Back on the Riders Baseball Network, Luke Bailey with you. Zach Bigley to join us here shortly. Sod Poodles and Rough Riders Game 5 of the 6-game set coming up. Let's get the lineup cards filled out. First for the visitors on the scoreboard, the Sod Poodles looking to get back in the win column, losing the last two games of this series. Leading off in all the games so far in this series, Wildered Patino, the center fielder, will get things going for the Sod Poodles. A.J. Vukovic bats behind him. He's the left fielder today. The second baseman, Tim Taua, bats third. In the cleanup spot, yet again, the first baseman, Davison De Los Santos. Behind him in the five spot, the third baseman, Ivan Melendez. Caleb Roberts will be the designated hitter today after catching yesterday. He bats sixth. The right fielder, Christian Robinson, bats seventh. J.J. DeRozio, who caught the first three games of the series, is back behind the dish after a night off yesterday. He bats eighth. Logan Warmoth is the shortstop. He rounds out the lineup for the Sod Poodles, who are coached by Tim Bogard. On the other side for the Rough Riders, it is Abimelech Ortiz leading off today. He's the right fielder, power bat in that leadoff spot. Carlos Cardoza, the Rough Riders manager, loves to bat the hottest bat in the order up at the top. And Abimelech Ortiz has come on strong as of late. Behind him, Aaron Zavala in left field. Liam Hicks will bat third. He's the designated hitter. The center fielder, Kellen Strom, slides down in the order into the cleanup spot. Josh Hatcher, who's homered in back-to-back games, is over at first base. He bats fifth. Cody Freeman, the third baseman, will bat sixth. Maximo Acosta, the second baseman, in the seventh spot. And Franger Chavez is in the eighth spot. He'll play shortstop today. Cooper Johnson rounds out the order for the Rough Riders. He is behind the plate for Emiliano Teodo on the mound. So let's run back through them again. First for the Sod Poodles, it is Patino, Vukovic, Taua, De Los Santos, Melendez, Roberts, Robinson, DeRozio, Warman. And then for the Rough Riders, Ortiz, Zavala, Hicks, Strom, Hatcher, Freeman. Acosta, Chavez, Johnson. So that's how we'll line up today for this one. Game 5 of a 6-game set. Had a little bit of rain early on. It was in the forecast all day. And cross your fingers. But for the moment, it appears we may end up with a decent night for baseball. It's gray skies, a lot of wind here blowing out to left field at Riders Field. But hopefully, we'll be able to get 9 frames in tonight. And then go to sleep with a pair of crossed fingers. And if you believe in sleeping with a spoon under your pillow or whatever your weird superstition is.
Whoa, is that what you do?
That was a thing, I think, in school, Zach, for kids that wanted snow days. But maybe it works every... I've never done it myself.
It sounds like a Kansas
I remember
City
hearing
thing.
That. Yeah, yeah. There's us Midwesterners who are kind of odd.
Did you have snow days in Kansas City? Was that a thing?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
I wasn't sure if you guys had good enough plows. And
we had cold days in Kansas City as well. It took some snow. An inch or 2 inches. Maybe not going to get the day off. But you were going to get up and watch the TV and see if your school came across the bottom of the news. Hoping I was going to get to stay home, drink some hot chocolate, hang out, maybe get on the video games with some of the friends, you know?
Makes me sound old, but we used to listen to the radio.
Wow.
To see which schools are going to teach you.
I've never listened to the radio. Well, I've listened to the radio before, but never to hear if I was going to get the day off of school. But hopefully tonight we're going to be able to play some baseball here. Game 5 of the series, tied at 2 games apiece. And Zach, we mentioned it at the top of the broadcast, but an electric pitcher on the mound for the Rough Riders tonight, Emiliano Teodo, the 15th-ranked prospect for the Rangers. And boy, does he have good stuff.
Yeah, he does. The breaking ball is absolutely electric, and it gets overshadowed a little bit by that fastball, because anytime you see 100 miles an hour with the fastball, of course that's going to get a lot of the play, and of course it should, it's really good, but that breaking ball may be one of the best pitches on the team. So a lot of excitement with Emiliano Teodo, and rightfully so, and really excited to see him against this lineup in Amarillo that, while it hasn't been necessarily the most consistent lineup 1 through 9, they are a very good hitting lineup and have extremely hot hitters in this lineup right now, and Davis and De Los Santos and A.J. Vukovic as well, two guys who are really swinging the bat well. So really going to be a fun game with a lot of kids here in attendance, and on future Riders night, we have a bunch of Little League teams in the ballpark. It's going to be a lot of fun.
No doubt. It's going to be a ton of fun. This is a Sod Poodles lineup, as you mentioned, that hits a lot of home runs, and part of that can be attributed to the ballpark that they play in, but you've seen it in this series. A lot of home runs. Rough Riders weathered the storm in games 3 and 4 of the series, winning both of those, looking to start the streak. You know, 2, maybe we don't call it a streak. 3, you can start the streak. So the Rough Riders sitting at 11-8 on the season, looking to extend that. 2 more tries here in Frisco, Texas, before they hit the road and go to Corpus Christi. And that's a team in Corpus that Rough Riders found some success against here at Riders Field, but they'll have to find it on the road next week. So it should be a lot of fun. Mentioned Teodo. You look at this Rough Riders order, and it's been, you know, last night 3 runs. But the night before, what a breakout performance by them. Able to get the job done again last night. Josh Hatcher is seeing the ball really, really well. Back-to-back games with a homer for him. And he's been a guy that's been in and out of the order a little bit, but maybe finding some steady playing time, and he's making every bit of it count.
Yeah, he certainly is. Back-to-back days with a home run, you're going to take that, of course. But on the offensive side, it's been really, really fun to watch. You know, the Rough Riders swing the sticks better as the season has gone along, and knew the power stroke would come. And now 4 homers in the last 2 days. Hopefully those homers will continue to come after the Rough Riders struggled on the power side of things early on in the season. The damp air tonight, it might be a little tough, but the wind is still blowing out, so we still might see some homers.
That's where I was going with that. It is damp air. It's a very humid day here. A little bit muggy. Gray skies, but light gray skies for the most part. Looks like the direction the wind is blowing, kind of blowing in some better weather. So we had a bit of a rain. We're going to start a bit late, but when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network, Zach Bigley will take us to the first pitch.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long, every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Calling all Evan Carter fans. May 10th through 12th is a chance to celebrate the Rough Riders great and current Rangers World Series champion, Evan Carter. Show up early on Friday, May 10th for an Evan Carter growth chart giveaway at the gates and get a picture with the World Series trophy. On Saturday, May 11th, grab yourself an Evan Carter bobblehead presented by Medium Giant, highlighting his amazing catch against Houston in the 2023 ALCS, and have another chance to take a picture with the World Series trophy. Come early on Sunday, May 12th for a Rough Riders Evan the Kid Carter Kids Jersey giveaway to wrap up Evan Carter weekend. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third base line in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Fun is on deck when you bring your group outing to the Dugout Deck at Riders Field. Located on the first base side of the stadium, the Dugout Deck provides your group with a great view of the game and all-you-can-eat food, beer, and wine from the Founders Express concession stand. Visit ridersbaseball.com/groups for more.
For the Rough Riders with a walk-off single.
The throw not in time.
He makes the diving catch, and the Riders win.
Now it's time for another presentation of Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
And it's out of here.
Gone! Swing and a miss. He got him.
It's out of here.
The Frisco Rough Riders are the 2022 Texas League champions and a proud AA affiliate of the world champion Texas Rangers.
In time! And it's gone! The 2022 Frisco Rough Riders are Texas League champions!
Oh my goodness!
Oh wow!
Now, let's head out to the ballpark for today's game. Here's Zach Bigley and Luke Maley.
Just a little bit behind schedule with the rain, but we are ready to go for baseball on a Saturday night. It's Emiliano Teodo on the hill for the Rough Riders as Frisco looks to win their third consecutive game. Hi, everybody, and welcome high atop Riders Field. Alongside Luke Maley, I'm Zach Bigley, and happy to have you in as the Rough Riders meet with the Amarillo Sod Poodles, the AA affiliate of the Arizona Diamondbacks, for the fifth game of this six-game series. Wildert Patino stands in from the right side. It's the right-hander Emiliano Teodo on the hill for the Rough Riders, and we're ready to go. A rain delay of just about 30 minutes. It'll be 28 on the dot when we get things underway. And with a good crowd on hand still with the rain, some soft sprinkles falling right now here in Frisco. Teodo ready from the stretch, and the first pitch to Patino. Low and away, and we're underway in Frisco, Texas, 7:34 with the game's first pitch. It's officially a 29-minute rain delay to begin the game. Teodo ready from the stretch, and he offers in. Fastball is swinging a miss to the bottom of the zone, and it's 1-1. The fastball is what people think of when they think of Emiliano Teodo, the native of Barahona in the Dominican Republic. His fastball can reach up to 103. He readies and brings in the 1-1. Swing and a miss. Another fastball at 97, and it's 1-2. Teodo throws the fastball, slider, and changeup. He calls it a curveball, but it's really more of a slider-type shape to it. The fastball is a two-seamer that he throws well down in the zone extremely hard. The 1-2. Swinging a fly ball out to right field. Right at Abimelech Ortiz. Backs up a couple steps. Now comes in and makes the grab. One away. Fly balls are a rarity against Emiliano Teodo. With that two-seam fastball and a good changeup as well, he's an extreme ground ball pitcher. But an early fly ball against him. A.J. Vukovic climbs into the right side of the batter's box now against Teodo, the number 15 prospect in the Rangers organization. A 23-year-old stands 6'1", 165. He pitches. Swing and a miss. There's that good slider away. It's 0-1 on Vukovic. The slider is a really hard pitch. It'll be anywhere from 87 to 91 miles an hour. He readies and brings in the 0-1. Fastball, strike on the inside edge at 99, and it's 0-2. For the most part, Teodo has been very good this season, especially in his last two starts. Just a tough start his first time out against Wichita on the road. The 0-2. Swinging a line drive into right field. That sinks in a base hit. And A.J. Vukovic singles on an 0-2 offering and a fastball at 99 at the top of the zone. That brings Tim Tawa to the plate. No score, top of the first inning, runner at first and one down. That's the first hit here in this building that Teodo has allowed this year. His only other start in Frisco. He went four innings of no-hit baseball. He readies and fires into Tawa. Slider for a strike at the top of the zone. 0-1. Tawa just 2-for-10 in this series, but his two hits have left the ballpark. His only two home runs of the season. Teodo from the stretch, the pinch. Fastball low. One ball and one strike. Teodo, in his last start, went five innings, allowing just one unearned run. Struck out three and walked one against Arkansas on the road. He swivels and throws over to first, not in time. To introduce you to the defense that Teodo will use behind him today, it's Aaron Zavala in left. Kellen Strom in center. Abimelech Ortiz roams in right field. Cody Freeman at third. Franier Chavez at shortstop today. Max Acosta at second. The pitch. Swinging a chopper foul at the plate, and it's one ball and two strikes. Max Acosta is the Rough Riders' second baseman. Josh Hatcher at first. Cooper Johnson is behind the plate doing the catching for Teodo for the third time in his four starts now. Johnson sets up low and away. Ball and two strikes, the pitch. Breaking ball down in the dirt off the outside corner, and it's 2-2, and that's a perfect example of that hard slider at 92 miles an hour. 2-2 on Tawa. Teodo's lone start here at Riders Field, it was going really well until the fourth inning when he was hit by an errant throw by the umpire. The 2-2, runner takes off, swing and a miss, throw down to second base, right on the money, got him! Perfect throw! Cooper Johnson nails Vukovic trying to steal second, and it's a strike him out, throw him out, double play, end of the first. We go to the bottom half. No score between the Rough Riders and the Sod Poodles here on the Riders Baseball Network.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
My dad is a proud Girl Dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a Girl Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Time to start the bottom of the first on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
A strike him out, throw him out, double play ends the top of the first inning, and now the Rough Riders look to attack on offense against Dylan Fyle, the veteran right-hander, 27 years old, out of Arizona. 6'1", 205-pounder, went to Dixie State, originally drafted by the Brewers back in 2017. He's had quite the journey to get where he is now with AA Amarillo. First pitch to Abimelech Ortiz. He's down low and inside. It's one ball and no strikes and a 94-mile-an-hour fastball. Yes, Abimelech Ortiz is leading things off for the Rough Riders. The 1-0. Down and in. It's 2-0 on the Rough Riders right fielder. This is Ortiz's first time in the leadoff spot. He's now hit 1-5 in the order. 2-0 toss. He swings and misses a massive hack and rips through a fastball, and it's two balls and one strike. He calls time. Ortiz is not your prototypical leadoff guy. Not a whole lot of speed, but he certainly is the hot hand. Ortiz, over his last three games, 6-13. He swings and bounces this one softly to second. Tawa's got it, and he underhand flips to first base in time to get Ortiz. One away in the bottom of the first for Aaron Zavala in a scoreless game. Ortiz at 6-13 average, also over 1,100 OPS in the three games. He's been really putting the bat on the ball well. Aaron Zavala, left-handed batter. Here's Files' pitch. On the inside corner, a strike, and it's 0-1. It's been a tough season for Aaron Files so far, signing a free agent contract with the Diamondbacks organization over the offseason. The pitch is low and outside. It's one ball and one strike. Making his fourth start of his Diamondbacks organization career, he's 1-1 with an over 7.5 ERA. The pitch is fouled back to the netting, and it's 1-2. In 12 2/3 innings, he's struck out 9 and walked 3, but the big thing is he's allowed a ton of hits, 20 hits over 12 2/3 innings. Opponents are batting 364 against him. 1-2. Breaking ball dips into the dirt, and it's two balls and two strikes. He's also surrendered 3 homers in 3 starts. He rocks back here in the 2-2. Inside on Zavala and low, and it's 3 balls and 2 strikes on the Riders' left fielder. Zavala is 4-13 in the series. He's reached safely in all 17 games he's played in this year. One of 2 players to do that in the Texas League. 3-2. Swinging a chopper up the middle. The shortstop, Warmuth, has got it just to the outside of the bag. And he steps into a throw to get Zavala 2 away. A couple groundouts for Dylan File. Liam Hicks, the designated hitter, stands in now. No score, bottom of the first inning. File coming off his start in which he allowed 4 runs on 9 hits over 5 2/3 innings at home against Springfield, surrendering a couple homers in that game. He peels back here and offers. Hicks swatches one, clip the outside corner, a strike. It's the fastball, and it's 0-1. For File, he's hoping that the ball will not carry against him today, as much as it does in Hodgetown. The 0-1. There's a fly ball hit well into left center field. Patino racing back. He's under it, though, and he makes the catch. So the side is retired in 1-2-3 fashion for Dylan File. Riders down quietly in the first. We go to the top of the second next. The Rough Riders nothing. The Sod Poodles nothing on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get 2 free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
Rhythm Energy is offering the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas with their brand new PowerShift electricity plans. With our ACs about to get a workout all summer long, you can't beat the heat, but you also can't beat the savings Rhythm Energy is offering with PowerShift. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
It's time for the top of the second inning here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Oh, into the top of the second. Emiliano Teodo back out for his second inning of work after he faced the minimum in the first. Allowed a base hit, but got a strike him out, throw him out, double play. And he faces the middle third of the order. Davison de los Santos, Ivan Melendez, Caleb Roberts in this scoreless second. 12 pitches, 9 for strikes in the first for Teodo. De los Santos just about as hot as anybody in the Texas League right now. The pitch, swing and a miss. Off the outside corner on the nasty breaking ball, and it's 0-1. The first baseman, De los Santos, is very good no matter what statistic you look at. He's 8 for 15 in this series, which is a monster series on its own. He's homered and driven in 3. The 0-1, he swings and misses, and another pitch that's in the middle of the zone, but it's the changeup from Teodo. Got him out in front of it, and it's 0-2. De los Santos back in from the right side. The 0-2 pitch, swing and a miss. Got him with the breaking ball low of the zone, and Teodo strikes out De los Santos on 3 pitches. One away here in the second. He dispatched of one of the best hitters in the Texas League with ease. Get the first down in the second inning.
Well, if you hung out with us last night, we talked a little bit about spin rate, and that's a 3,000 RPM pitch from Emiliano Teodo. That's almost unhittable.
That's elite, elite, elite. Here's Ivan Melendez. The pitch is well inside at 100 miles an hour. It missed, and it's 1 ball and no strikes. Emiliano Teodo, that fastball almost precedes him. Everyone knows about the fastball in the baseball realm, and it used to be even harder, believe it or not, at the beginning of last year. The 1-0. Breaking ball, fouled off at the plate, and it's 1-1. That's because he threw a four-seam fastball. Well, the four-seamer didn't have as good a movement on it. It wasn't as effective, and it was getting hit pretty hard. So they switched him to a two-seam fastball halfway through last year, and that made all the difference for him. Here's the stretch, and the 1-1. And that's at the bottom of the zone for a called strike with the heater. It's 1-2 on Melendez. The strikeout numbers went up after the change to the two-seam, and so did the walk numbers. They went down. Everything improved. The 1-2. Swing and a miss. Struck him out with the slider away. Back-to-back strikeouts for Teodo in the inning, and 3 consecutive. Caleb Roberts stands in now. But on top of that, the two-seam fastball, he drops just probably a couple miles an hour in velocity by making the switch, but it has insane movement to it, so he gets a ton of ground balls off of it. Pitch to Roberts. Fastball, strike, outside corner at the knees at 100. That's an unhittable pitch with that location. 0-1 on Roberts. The offering. That misses low off the outside corner with the changeup, and it's 1 ball and 1 strike. And for the most part, a lot of people think that Teodo will be a bullpen guy in the future with the Rangers. He was a bullpen guy in the Arizona Fall League last year. The 1-1. Swing and a miss. Changeup at the bottom of the zone, and it's 1-2. This is the best we've seen Teodo to begin the ballgame, and it's not even close. He is dealing right now. In the Arizona Fall League last year, he was the reliever of the year. Across 11 innings, he didn't allow a single run, struck out 49% of the batters he faced. The pitch. Swinging a line drive down the right side. It's foul. And it's still 1 ball and 2 strikes on the slider. And Teodo just pumping in strikes right now. 23 pitches, 18 for strikes. Right-hander readies from the stretch. And the 1-2. Swinging a ground ball right to the third baseman, Freeman. He's got it down to a knee, tosses across and gets him, and it's a 3-up, 3-down inning for Emiliano Teodo in the second. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base, nothing-nothing game to the bottom of the second inning next on the Riders Baseball Network.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Riders game. For solo riders, individual tickets are available on Sundays. And don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday beginning May 23rd
for Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
At Primrose Schools of Dallas-Fort Worth, we know how to turn a song into a phonics lesson, how to make building with blocks into building friendships, and how to use books to make every child feel like they belong. Because when it comes to early education and care, we believe in balance, in exploring academic skills and life skills, combining purposeful play with nurturing guidance from teachers, and setting children up for success in future classrooms. Learn more about our balanced learning approach at primroseschools.com/DFW.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders baseball excitement. Let's ride.
Now back to the game on the Riders Baseball Network.
Last of the second inning, Rough Riders and Sod Poodles tied at nothing-nothing. Kellen Strom, Josh Hatcher, Cody Freeman do up against Dylan File in the second inning. File, the right-hander, deals to the righty, Kellen. And it's low and away, one ball and no strikes to start the second. Strom 4-for-17 in the series. He's homered and knocked in a couple runners. The 1-0. A swing and a line drive hit to second. Diving catch. Tim Tawa to his left. Wow, what a play. He robs his fellow Oregonian, and Strom gives him the what are you doing as he goes back to the dugout. Great play from Tawa. A sparkling first down in the second inning. That brings Josh Hatcher to the plate. No score. Bottom of the second. First pitch to Hatch. He swings and spanks it down the left field line. It tails foul into the Rough Riders' bullpen. It's 0-1. Hatcher is homered in back-to-back games. His first two home runs of the season, and he has been phenomenal at driving in runs at the beginning part of this season. Files 0-1. Down and in. One ball and one strike. Hatcher, 12 games played, 13 RBIs. That is elite-level stuff. 1-1 toss. Swinging a bouncer foul back behind home, and it's 1-2. Dylan File, the pitcher, is pitching in just his fourth game in the Arizona Diamondbacks organization, and it has been a very interesting path to this point. The 1-2. Breaking ball, cut on and missed, strike three. He strikes out Hatcher, and there are two away here in the second. It began when he was drafted by the Milwaukee Brewers out of Dixie State University in the 21st round back in 2017. He made some, you know, relatively normal progressions through the system, but after he finished with his time in 2022 with the Brewers, he decided to go play overseas in Korea. He signed in the KBO, Korea Baseball Organization. There's Cody Freeman, the first pitch. There's a pop-up right side, foul ground. De Los Santos over into foul territory. He makes the catch, and it's an easy 1-2-3 inning for File, and it's six up, six down. Against this Rough Riders order through two innings. The Rough Riders and the Sod Poodles, no score to the third. When we come back, it's Luke Mealy on the play-by-play on the Riders Baseball Network. Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering possibilities.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Are you ready for ultra-reliable, ultra-fast, award-winning internet and better mobile? Experience astounding service and savings tailored to your needs all from Astound. Call 1-800-4-ASTOUND or visit astound.com to get internet for just $20 a month. Add unlimited mobile on one of the nation's largest, most reliable 5G networks free for 12 months. Be astounded and switch today. Restrictions apply. See astound.com for details.
We've reached the top of the third here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Visiting portion of the third inning, Luke Maley alongside Zach Bigley. It's Christian Robinson set to get things going in the third against Emiliano Teodo. A scoreless game to this point, and Teodo has been efficient. 24 pitches through two, 19 of them strikes. He comes home. Just misses. 98-mile-an-hour heater. Didn't miss by much. 1-0 in favor of the Sod Poodles right fielder. Christian Robinson got a late start to the season, activated in this series. The 1-0 runs inside this time at 88 miles an hour. There's the breaking ball. Robinson in the series, a pair of hits and 13 trips to the dish. Does have two RBIs, but he's fallen victim to the strikeout on five occasions. Teodo misses down and away, 98 mile an hour fastball that time. And Robinson jumps ahead, three balls, no strikes. Teodo has allowed only one base runner in these two innings, but a strike him out, throw him out, and he's faced the minimum. That one catches the strike zone, 97 on the radar gun, just caught the bottom of the zone. 3-1. Christian Robinson still finding his groove on the young season, but he's the 17th ranked Diamondbacks prospect, and he rips this one to the left side. It's through past the diving shortstop Chavez. It's a base hit. Robinson earns hit number three in the series. That brings up the catcher, J.J. D'Orazio. D'Orazio started behind the plate in games one, two, and three, and then had a much-deserved night off last night. Sometimes behind the plate, you lose your legs at the dish. And so a day off, a well-deserved one for D'Orazio. We'll see if he's got a reinvigorated swing tonight. Runner goes, Teodo through to first, and he's got him picked off. The throw to second is in time. Hatcher fired a strike onto the shortstop, or rather the second baseman, Acosta. And there's one away. So both singles tonight against Emiliano Teodo have been eliminated on the base paths.
It looked like he was moving on that, so that'll be a pickoff caught stealing. And he'll take that as a pitcher. If you give up singles, get him out of the base pass.
Yeah, you will. The first pitch to D'Orazio catches the strike zone, 90 miles an hour. Not often you say 90 miles an hour and it's a breaking ball, but for Teodo, that's the case. Teodo has Cruz. The pitch ripped down the right field line. Long run for Ortiz out there in right field, and it is down, but in foul ground.
You know, it's funny. The two breaking pitches for Teodo are both around 90 miles an hour, the changeup and the slider. The slider will be 87 to 91, but that's crazy that you don't throw anything slower than 87 miles an hour.
Yeah, but you can tell which one is which.
Yes,
for sure. You look at the spin rates, and that's a giveaway, but you can usually tell with the eye because that breaking ball is disgusting. That changeup looks exactly like the fastball until it's at 91 and not 100.
Exactly.
Nothing in two to the right-handed hitting catcher, J.J. D'Orazio. Teodo kicks and deals. Swing and a miss. He's down on strikes, and Teodo's got two away here in the third. He picks up strikeout number four. He's had at least one in each inning. One in the first. That was on the strike-him-out, throw-him-out that got him out of that inning. Struck out the first two batters he faced in the second before getting a ground out, and with one away, he picks out number two via the strikeout. So here's Logan Wormuth, bottom of the order for Amarillo, and he watches a heater at 99 for ball one. Didn't miss by much. Just missed the outside corner, says the home plate umpire, Justin Jusko. So Wormuth ahead, 1-0 in the pitch. That one misses downstairs. Breaking ball.
For the most part, Juska's zone today has been giving below the zone and not so much the corners. There have been a few fastballs that looked low that Teodo's gotten the call from.
Yeah, it's a deep zone, not a wide zone. The pitch. That one misses well downstairs, and Toyota for the second time in three batters has fallen behind. Three balls, no strikes.
For the most part, as long as you're consistent as an umpire, you'll be okay with that.
Yeah, hitters will take that as long as they get the feel. The 3-0, well inside, it's ball four. Four-pitch walk with two away, and Logan Wormuth trots down to first. So barring a pickoff attempt or a caught stealing, Toyota's going to face, for the first time, one over the minimum at the very least in his third inning of work. 1-2-3 inning in the first that included a base hit, a 1-2-3 frame straight up in the second. He's given up a base hit and a walk in the inning, but he's got two outs. Pitch home to the leadoff hitter Patino is chopped soft on the ground. The third baseman Cody Freeman gloves it and eats it. There's nothing he could do with it. Freeman thought about waiting and seeing if it would roll foul, but there was no play at first base. It's an infield single for Wildred Patino. Wormuth moves up 90 feet. He stands at second base. And for the first time in this ballgame, for either team, there's a runner in scoring position. Talk about runners in scoring position. This is a guy at the plate in A.J. Vukovic that if you're Toyota, you wouldn't like to have at the plate in that situation. Drove in 96 runs last season for Amarillo. He offers home and a check swing, but he went through. Fooled him with the breaking ball.
That's a relatively middle slider, middle slider. And just a absolutely fooled Vukovic. I mean, that thing is really, really elite tonight.
A good slider is hard to hit, and a slider at 90 miles an hour is really tough. Nothing in one. Right-handed pitcher and Toyota making start number four. He's up to 11 straight scoreless innings, and he kicks and deals. Comes home, swing and a miss. Went back to the slider. Nothing in two. With two away, and Toyota looking to make it three scoreless innings. Delivery, swing and a miss. Teodo's out of the third. What an arsenal from Toyota. No runs on a pair of hits. No errors, and the Sod Poodles leave two stranded aboard the base paths. We head to the home half of the fourth. It's Acosta, Chavez, and Johnson due up in a scoreless ball game when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
You can save $500 or more a year on electricity with Rhythm Energy's PowerShift. The shift is on, Rough Riders fans, and it's an electricity plan you can cheer for. Rhythm Energy's PowerShift gives you the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas. Talk about out-of-the-park savings. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
20 years ago, the Rough Riders brought home their first Texas League championship. Come join us as we celebrate the 2014 with a weekend filled with giveaways and special guests as the Riders take on the Midland Rockhounds. Bowling for Soup will be on hand for a meet and greet, and the Riders will have a concert tee giveaway at the gates on Friday, May 24th. Stop in on Saturday, May 25th for Vote for Pedro Night as Efren Ramirez, who played Pedro in the movie Napoleon Dynamite, will be in attendance. Close out your weekend with fireworks, bark in the park, and make sure to grab a poster at the gates on Sunday, May 26th. Get your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
It's time for the bottom of the third on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Home half of the third. Rough Riders in search of hit number one against Dylan Clyde. Still a 0-0 ball game. File ready in the pitch to Acosta. Called a strike, 93. With the fastball, first pitch, it's a called strike. Second baseman awaits, and a breaking ball skips in. Evens the count at a ball and a strike. Maximo Acosta has scored a run in five consecutive games. So You like him leading off the inning if you're the Rough Riders. And he fouls one back to the screen. Fastball at 93, just missed it. Dylan File in search of strikeout number two of his outing. He's able to pick one up in the second inning for out number two. Franmer Chavez stands on deck. And File deals the 1-2, and Acosta shoots it the other way, but it makes its way over the netting and into the crowd. Well, for a day that rain was in the forecast all day, we started a couple minutes late. It's turned into a beautiful night. Breaking ball is chopped high on the ground right at the shortstop Warmoth, and a fire across the diamond, and there's one away. So Maximo Acosta becomes out number one of the Rough Riders' third. That brings up Franmer Chavez. We talked a little bit last night about Franmer Chavez's switch hitting ability. He bats from the left side, as he has much of the season. But his lone hit last night, a 1-for-3 day, was from the right side, and he goes after the first pitch. Fastball and fouls it back to the screen. Franmer Chavez is about as versatile as it gets all the way around the diamond, the 0-1. He checks his swing. They appeal down to third base. Steven Rios Jr. down there says no, he did not. It's 1-1. That was the breaking ball. Chavez awaits the 1-1, and he fouls it back to the screen yet again. Just a tad late on the 94-mile-an-hour fastball. Decent location there from Dylan File. Bottom half of the strike zone. Mentioned the versatility of Franmer Chavez. He's at, defensively tonight, he's at shortstop. You've seen him play third, short, second, pretty much play anywhere. And he bats from both sides. Can do it all. The 1-2. He watches it. Just missed the strike zone. 95 on the radar gun that time with the fastball. Just missed outside to the left-handed hitter. Two balls and two strikes with one away. Still a scoreless ball game. The pitch goes the other way, and a backhand glove by Warmoth at shortstop is well in time to make Chavez the second out of the frame. A pair of 6-3 groundouts to open Dylan File's third inning. Trying to make it the first time through the order, sit them all down in order. Rough Riders have been able to put the ball in play against Dylan File, but haven't got anything to fall quite yet. Kind of the opposite of the story for File this year. Here's Johnson. He goes after the first pitch. Fastball and fouls it back to the backstop. 0-1 on the right-handed hitting catcher. Cooper Johnson back in the lineup today. Swing and a miss. 95 with the fastball that time. So 0-2 in favor of the Sod Poodle's right-hander on the hill. He rocks and deals. Breaking ball. Johnson fists it into center field, but Patino is camped under it. And the Rough Riders go down in order. Dylan File is putting on a clinic. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. And through one trip through the order, the Rough Riders are hitless in a scoreless 0-0 ball game on the Riders Baseball Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Our Rough Riders have a new partner, Cacique Foods. The nation's leader in Hispanic cheeses, creams, chorizo, and salsa is honored to call our DFW community home and is now a proud Rough Riders sponsor. With Cacique's authentic ingredients, you can add Mexican tradition and flavor to every meal. For more information about their products, visit caciquefoods.com. Find their delicious products at your favorite local supermarket, and let's cheer on our Rough Riders together. Authentic flavor, real moments. Cacique.
Top half of the fourth inning coming your way here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Locked in a pitcher's duel here in the fourth inning. Emiliano Teodo is back out there for inning number four. 40 pitches through three innings. Throwing a lot of strikes. Did issue a walk in the past frame. Gave up a pair of singles as well. Boy, did he cruise through the first two frames. He's through three scoreless. Sad Poodle's three hits, two left on base. Rough Riders still looking for hit number one. Teodo comes home and rears back and fires a fastball. Called a strike at 98. Tim Tawa, the second baseman for Amarillo, steps in. He struck out his first time up. That ended the first inning. A 1-2-3 frame for Teodo. Second offering misses downstairs. There's the changeup. Down and away to the right-handed hitting second baseman. Tim Tawa, 2-for-11 in the series, and both those hits have been homers. The 1-1 skips in, gloved by Johnson. Two balls and a strike on the leadoff hitter here in the visiting portion of the fourth. Still a scoreless ball game. The 2-1 taken, called a strike. There's the heater at 98. It's a perfect example. Bottom of the strike zone has been deep for home plate umpire Justin Juska today. Hasn't given much on the edges. So Teodo nodded, 2-2 count. The pitch to Tawa. Chopped on the ground, the third baseman Freeman charges, gloves it, and throws on the run, a strike. In time for out number one. Good start to the fourth frame for Emiliano Teodo. Well, that brings up the hottest hitter in the Sod Poodles lineup tonight. Maybe one of the hottest hitters in the entire Texas League. Davison De Los Santos. He steps in, struck out his first time up, but is hitting 500 in the series, 8-for-16 now. Teodo kicks and deals. Swing and a miss, a big rip on the changeup, or rather the slider from Teodo. A really good-looking pitch. Bottom of the strike zone, not much damage can be done on that. Here's a foul ball. Teodo went to the changeup. Changeup registering at 94 miles an hour. That's ridiculous.
That's unfair. That shouldn't even be considered a changeup.
It's most guys' fastball.
Yeah. That's Dylan Files' fastball on the other side today.
And it's working for him. Teodo, just ridiculous. 0-2 on the power bat of De Los Santos. Teodo kicks and deals, fires in, and it skips downstairs. Ball and two strikes with one away here in the fourth. Another power hitter stands on deck, and Ivan Melendez. Teodo kicks and deals. The 1-2, and just caught a piece of it. Fouled off towards the on-deck circle on the Rough Riders' side of things, down the third baseline. So the count remains 1-2. Teodo this season, his last outing was 67 pitches. That's the most he's thrown this year. And as the season goes on, you kind of expect the leash to loosen. He's at 50 now on this pitch. And another foul ball. And that one right off the front foot of De Los Santos. He came up limping. And as he should, the home plate umpire, Justin Juska, will dust off the plate whether or not it had any dirt on it. Give the hitter a chance to collect himself. Need that after every pitch when you're facing a guy like Teodo. The 1-2. Hit hard to the right side, but finds its way out of play. De Los Santos mentioned hitting 500 in the series. He's got a home run, three RBIs. He's also issued, or drawn, I should say, two walks. The 1-2. Breaking ball, and just missed downstairs. De Los Santos works an even count, two balls and two strikes. Teodo peers in, gets his sign. Comes set, and kicks. Another foul ball from De Los Santos, and Teodo struggling to put him away. And what a swing by De Los Santos to spoil a 101-mile-an-hour fastball on the inner half of the plate.
That's his best fastball of the day.
I would say so. 101 and inside on the hands. That one just misses the outside corner. Count runs to 3-2, and another 101-mile-an-hour heater.
Felt like he reared back for a little extra on that one.
I think he's maybe a little bit frustrated. But he hasn't been able to put away De Los Santos. Here's the full count pitch. Swing and a miss. He got him. Teodo wins the battle with a slider. And there's two down in the fourth. De Los Santos hung in there as long as he could, but ultimately, Teodo too much. A pair of strikeouts for De Los Santos on the day. And here's Ivan Melendez. Melendez also has homered twice in the series. Toes the right-handed batter's box. Goes after the first pitch. It's a soft fly ball into right field, and it'll drop down for a base hit. Ortiz running over to get it. A large turn at first by Melendez, and the throw back to first, not in time. Heads-up play by Cooper Johnson to book it down the line. He was the one at first base that applied the tag, but not in time. Fell into right, shallow right field. Ortiz had a range over.
Sorry, Luke, there's one thing you love about Cooper Johnson. Anytime there's a ground ball and there's nobody on, he's hustling down to cover and back it up. And on that play, even though it's a fly ball on the right, he knows that the first baseman's vacating that position, so he goes down and covers first. Just a really smart play.
That's what catchers are taught to do. Book it down the line with nobody on base on any ground ball. But a fly ball there, and Roberts goes after the first pitch from Teodo. A changeup at 91, and he fouls it up. Sod Poodles have managed four hits against Teodo. Still looking for run number one. And here's Caleb Roberts behind 0-1 with two away. And it runs downstairs. 100 again on the radar gun. Teodo nearing 60 pitches. 58 as it stands at the moment. Melendez stands at first after the single. Here's the 1-1. Swing and a miss. 93-mile-an-hour changeup. That just feels so wrong to say.
Yeah, it does.
It's not too often you see a hitter behind on a changeup. But it happens against Emiliano Teodo.
With so much depth, too. It's so hard to get out in front on that pitch.
1-2. Left-handed hitter at the dish. The pitch, swing and a miss. Down on strikes. Teodo picks up a pair of strikeouts. It's a scoreless fourth for him. No runs for the Sod Poodles on one hit, no errors, and they leave one stranded aboard the base paths. We enter the home half of the fourth on the Riders Baseball Network in a tied 0-0 ballgame.
My dad is a proud Girl Dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a Girl Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
It's a true family affair at Riders Field on Sunday, April 28th, so make sure to purchase your tickets for Blippi Day. It's a great day for the kids with a Blippi-style Rough Riders glasses giveaway at the gates, and with an HEB family lawn ticket, your pup can get in for free. It's a Sunday, which means it's also Kids Sunday Fun Day presented by Raising Cane's, so load up the car and join us for a Blippi-themed day full of fun. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com for Sunday, April 28th at 4:05 p.m. between the Rough Riders and the Amarillo Sod Poodles. Let's ride!
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
We've reached the home half of the fourth here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Bottom of the fourth, it's the top of the Rough Riders order. Nine up, nine down against Dylan File the first time through. And Abimelech Ortiz steps in from the left side. First pitch from File is taken, called a strike. One to the breaking ball. Ortiz grounded out to second base his first time up. A big chopping ground ball, and he takes a huge cut on the heater, but comes up empty. We've mentioned it time and time again, but a beam like Ortiz, obviously a ton of power, but it's an effortless-looking swing through the strike zone, and then the finish, the backswing, is extremely violent. Here's the 0-2, and he fouls it off. Ortiz was out in front of it. Another breaking ball. Nothing in two. Still a nothing-nothing ball game. Rough Riders in search of hit number one. Pitch to Ortiz, runs inside, ball and two strikes. Fastball at 95 that time. Abby Ortiz, ready for the pitch. The 1-2. Swing and a miss, and he's down on strikes. Just the second strikeout for Dylan File, but he's faced 10 batters and sent them all down.
Abby has struggled with that changeup away at times. That's a really good pitch, down and away to a left-handed hitter with a lot of good run. And File has been really dominant, but not only dominant, he's been efficient. Only 37 pitches through now 3 1/3 innings.
That's exactly right. Here's Zavala, first pitch breaking ball, called a strike. But for Dylan File this year, it's been a tough ride for him through this first three starts as he comes home with the 0-1 and it misses outside. Changeup. Ball on a strike on the left-handed hitting Aaron Zavala. Grounded out to shortstop his last time up. Rips this one, maybe a broken bat, and De Los Santos has it at first base and will beat Zavala to the bat. Two away. Sounded like a broken bat. And nothing to show for it. Well, maybe the best swing of the day against Dylan File was the guy coming to the plate right now, Liam Hicks. Hit a hard fly ball into center field, and he was retired. He watches the first pitch, called a strike, 94. And really, what's the first time today is pitch on the outer portion of the zone to the left-handed batter. It's called a strike. 0-1. Hicks rips right through it. 88-mile-an-hour changeup.
And that's a rarity. Hicks has the lowest swinging strike rate in the entire Texas League. He only swings and misses at 4% of pitches. That's the best out of anybody in the league. And so, really good changeup from File tonight.
The reason why he has so many hits on the year. The 0-2. Hit high in the air towards the left field. It's shallow. The shortstop ranges back. Vukovic calls him off and reaches skyward and hauls it in. It's a 1-2-3 fourth for Dylan File, who's yet to allow a base runner through four innings. We head to the top of the fifth, 0-0 ball game. And when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network, Zach Bigley will take us.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Calling all Evan Carter fans. May 10th through 12th is a chance to celebrate the Rough Riders great and current Rangers World Series champion, Evan Carter. Show up early on Friday, May 10th for an Evan Carter growth chart giveaway at the gates and get a picture with the World Series trophy. On Saturday, May 11th, grab yourself an Evan Carter bobblehead presented by Medium Giant, highlighting his amazing catch against Houston in the 2023 ALCS, and have another chance to take a picture with the World Series trophy. Come early on Sunday, May 12th for a Rough Riders Evan the Kid Carter Kids Jersey giveaway to wrap up Evan Carter weekend. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Let the dogs out this year at Riders Field for Bark in the Park. Bring your four-legged furry friend out for a Rough Riders baseball game. Enjoy the grassy berm beyond the outfield. Dogs are admitted free to the game alongside a human with a ticket. Let the dogs out at Riders Field for Bark in the Park on Sunday, April 28th. See you at Bark in the Park, Sunday, April 28th. First pitch at 4:05. Let's ride.
Let's get the top of the fifth started here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
top half of the fifth inning in a 0-0 ball game. Rough Riders and Sod Poodles. This one has been a pitcher-friendly contest, to say the least. It's the bottom third of the order due up against Emiliano Teodo in the first pitch. Low it outside, one ball and no strikes. Teodo pitching into the fifth inning for back-to-back starts. It's a good thing to see in April always for a lot of guys. He offers a check swing liner and foul down the first base side, and it's 1-1. Teodo breathes a sigh of relief there. That's the worst feeling, is when you execute a pitch, a check swing, and that ball falls, but it ends up being a foul ball. It's 1-1 on Robinson. Robinson to be followed by D'Orazio and Warmoth in this bottom third of the order. The Rough Riders have yet to have a hit on the offensive side. Sod Poodles do have four hits. Teodo runnies and brings in the 1-1. Fastball dips low of the zone, and it's two balls and one strike. The fastball seemingly has gotten better and better as the game has progressed. He's sat 101 and 100, really, the last couple innings. 2-1. Low and outside, misses with the slider, and it's three balls and one strike now. It's been elite-level stuff from Teodo, and it's been fun to watch. Only one walk today. That's really the key for the right-hander. He pitches, and, well, right on cue. Fastball low, ball four, and Robinson is aboard to lead off the fifth. So second walk to seven strikeouts for Emiliano Teodo. That's a season high for him. His previous season high was five. His career high, 11. And he draws the entire infield here for a mound visit. Rough Riders will have some rustling out in the bullpen. Maybe get up and throwing. 65 pitches now for Teodo. He's still in a good spot. A two away from his season high of 67, as Luke mentioned earlier. J.J. D'Orazio was strikeout victim number four. It came on three pitches back in the third inning. He stands in now in a nothing-nothing game.
Zach, it looks like in the bullpen it is Clark and Ho'opi'i Tuionetoa that are the first to get up and stretch. Nobody throwing quite yet.
It looks like everyone's stretching out there.
Tyler Owens as well.
First pitch. D'Orazio watches a breaking ball high, 1-0. And it looks like Tyler Owens will get up and start throwing. Teodo readies. And the 1-0 will have to wait a quick throw over to first. Not in time. Robinson was picked off and caught stealing back in the third inning. He takes his lead from first. And Teodo kicks in the 1-0. Strike at the bottom of the zone. It's 1-1. The fastball has been really good tonight. Every pitch has been really good tonight for Teodo. This is what you expect to see when you think of a good Emiliano Teodo start. Another throw over to first base, not in time. Teodo, with those three pitches working, seems to be kind of a max out in the fifth inning kind of guy. The pitch. Breaking ball, tagged in the air to right field, but right at right fielder Ortiz, he makes the grab. One down for Logan Warmoth, runner at first. Well-located slider, caught a little bit more of the plate than he probably would have liked, and it was hit relatively hard, but right at Ortiz. Logan Warmoth, right-handed batter. With the arsenal that he has, you probably only see Teodo going through the lineup twice at the most. Throw goes over to first again. Not in time. You want him to be able to get as many reps as you possibly can here at this point. And remember, he's not a guy who's thrown very many innings in his career. The pitch, runner takes off, swinging a ground ball left side. Chavez has got it at short, wings it to first base in time. Nice backhanded play from Frainer Chavez. And with the runner in motion, Robinson may stay out of the double play. Robinson at second base, two down in the inning. Top of the order in Wildered Patino now. He's 1-for-2. Infield single back in the third. No score, top of the fifth. Teodo readies. Peers back towards second base. Kicks home. Fastball pierces the bottom of the zone for a strike, and it's 0-1. Teodo, as some of you may know,
such an amazing story. He was discovered in the Dominican Republic when he went to his friend's tryout. Ended up throwing, and that's how he was discovered by a Rangers scout. The pitch is a ground ball, base hit to center field. Robinson getting the wave around third. Strom, a strike to the plate, is not in time. Throw to second base, and not in time there. Patino up to second, an RBI single breaks the scoreless tie. It's 1-0 Sodpoodles. Base hit for Patino, his second of the game. He drives in his fourth run of the season.
Well, for Toyota, who's been so good, if there's a fitting way for him to give up a run, it's generally a leadoff walk that comes around to haunt him. But he has been phenomenal today.
Yeah, the walks have been a problem at times this season. He entered with 8 and 11 and two-thirds innings. And that leadoff walk does come around to score. So here's A.J. Vukovic, the pitch. And this is high, and it's 1-0, and it really goes back to putting the game in motion and having Robinson take off on that ground ball by Wormuth. That would have been an inning-ending double play, but because he ran, he got up to second base, and he was able to score on the Patino RBI single. 1-0 offering. There's a line drive into right field. That sinks down, a base hit. Patino around third. He crosses home with no throw, and it's now 2-0 Amarillo. So things starting to unravel here in the fifth inning for Teodo. That was a fastball middle in. And Vukovic able to get the barrel to it into right field. Tim Tawa bats now. Back-to-back two-out RBI singles for the Sodpoodles. Here's the stretch, and Teodo kicks in. Breaking ball, top of the zone for a strike, and it's 0-1. And what had looked like a rosarium at first for Teodo in his start has turned into a few thorns on those roses. Trying to get out of the inning with minimal damage now. The 0-1. And that misses low, and it's 1-1. Teodo is still in good shape with the pitch count, 75, but this will probably be his final hitter with Owens loosening in the pen. He readies and brings in the 1-1. Strike at the really middle portion of the zone, and it's 1-2. Two nothing, Amarillo leads it. Top of the fifth inning, 2 outs, runner at first. 1-2. Swing and a miss, he got him. He strikes him out with a slider off the outside corner. His 8th strikeout of the evening, but 2 runs do come across in the fifth. 2-0, Sodpoodles lead it. Last of the fifth next on the Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering possibilities.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Riders game. For solo riders, individual tickets are available on Sundays. And don't forget the 21 and Up Party every Thursday beginning May 23rd for Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
We're back with the bottom of the fifth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Thank you.
Home half of the fifth inning. The Rough Riders now find themselves behind 2-0 after the two-run top of the fifth for Amarillo. Kellen Strom, Josh Hatcher, Cody Freeman make their way to the plate. It's the middle third of the order against Dylan Feil, who has gone 12 up, 12 down through the first four innings. Perfect baseball. First pitch to Strom. He takes a fastball on the inner edge for a strike at the knees, and it's 0-1. Strom hit the ball hard back in the second inning. He lined out to the second baseman, Tawa. The pitch, it's low, and it's 1-1 on a diving play off to his left-hand side. Really the play of the day defensively by either team. Strom calls time and steps out. Trying to find that first base hit of the night against Feil. Right-hander, shoulders square to the third base dugout. He deals. A breaking ball slips across the outside corner at the knees for a strike, and it's 1-2. We're talking earlier about Dylan Feil and his path here to the AA level. The 1-2. Swinging a grounder up the middle, and that sneaks through into center. It's a leadoff base hit for Kellen Strom. First hit of the game for the Riders. Comes to the first batter in the fifth inning.
Well, I want to add to the saying, Zach. Kellen Strom always says, base hit today keeps the hitting coaches away. Base hit today keeps the no-hitter away.
Yeah, there you go. Love it. Josh Hatcher bats now. 2-0 Amarillo. Tying run at the plate with a guy who's homered in back-to-back games. And the pitch is a grounder foul at the plate. It's 0-1. Hatcher struck out back in the second. Dylan Feil, as mentioned before, after he finished with the Milwaukee Brewers organization in 2022, he went and signed in the Korean baseball organization and went on to play in Korea. Here's the stretch. And a throw over to first base chases Strom back on his belly. Well, he went out there to pitch, but during a spring training game in February, he took a comebacker off the head and ended up missing significant time. Here's the stretch in the 0-1. Fouled away left side, it's 0-2. And by the time he made it back, he only made two starts in Korea. And then was released by the team he was playing for. When he came back to the States and kept working out and was signed eventually by the Diamondbacks right before this season. 0-2. Hatcher swings and fouls it off, knocking DeRozio's mask. Or I should say the umpire, Justin Juzka's mask off. And it's 0-2 on Hatcher. So Dylan Feil has certainly seen a lot of different baseball over the years. He's still just 27 years old, so still has some time left. The 0-2 fouled away left side. It's still no balls and two strikes. And the way he's pitching tonight, it seems like he has a lot of baseball left in that right arm. He's been fantastic, and we talked about it earlier. He's been very efficient with his pitching. Right-hander deals. Swinging a ground ball through the vacated left side and into left field. Josh Hatcher with a single. It's back-to-back base hits for the Rough Riders to start off the fifth. On an 0-2 pitch, Hatcher got a fastball a little bit off the outside corner away. Didn't do too much with it, just kind of flicked it on the ground and threw that vacated left side of the infield with the pull side shift on for the left-handed batter. And now Cody Freeman makes his way to the plate.
When Zach, Carlos Cardoza, the manager for the Rough Riders, has talked time and time again about response innings. When we give up runs, what can we do on the other side about scoring runs? And this is an opportunity now for the Rough Riders. They give up two in the top of the fifth inning. Now they have the first two aboard with nobody out here in the home half. Let's see if they can earn one of those response type of innings.
Yeah, and Tom Gorzolani, the pitching coach, is out to chat with Dylan Feil and trying to calm him down with Cody Freeman up at the plate. If you want a response kind of inning, of course, the top of the order, usually the best portion of the order to come up. Middle third is not too bad in this order. The way it's constructed today, it's a little bit different. Kellen Strom is normally your leadoff hitter. He's batting cleanup tonight. So he leads it off with a single. Josh Hatcher is probably your hottest hitter outside of this guy who's coming to the plate. And Cody Freeman, who's 8-for-16 in the series and had a 5-for-5 day 2 days ago. He fouled out his first time up. So Cody Freeman in from the right side against the file after the mound visit. Runners at first and second, nobody out. The pitch, breaking ball, hums inside, and it's one ball and no strikes. Now the Rough Riders with an opportunity here, a golden opportunity at that, in the bottom of the fifth inning to find the scoreboard. Go-ahead run at the plate, and Cody Freeman, who had two homers two nights ago. 1-0. He swings, chops it to third. Melendez has got it onto second for one. The throw to first, just in time for a 5-4-3 double play. Strom down to third. And the Rough Riders now have two outs and a runner at third base for Max Acosta. Well, the chopper was hit high enough you weren't sure initially if the third baseman Melendez was going to be able to get it to second fast enough. He was just kind of waiting for it to come down out of the air, but a good turn at second by Tawa. First pitch to Acosta, swung on and bounced on two hops to short. Wormitz got it chest high. He throws to first, and just like that, the Rough Riders are out of it. They had first and second and nobody out. A double play and a ground out, and three pitches after they had that threat, it has been diminished. No runs on two hits, no errors, a runner left on. Top six coming up next. It's 2-0 Amarillo on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get two free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit Facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
Mother's Day is coming up, and the Frisco Rough Riders want to help honor all the great moms in the Rough Riders family. On Sunday, May 12th, come out to the ballpark for some great Mother's Day activities, including a floral station and pop-up from the Kendra Scott team. Enjoy the game with the best value with a Mother's Day ticket package that includes four tickets and a customizable Kendra Scott Emily Stretch bracelet for just $99. The Frisco Rough Riders wish you a happy Mother's Day and hope to see you at the park on May 12th. Let's ride. Love you, Mom!
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Live action continues with the top of the sixth inning here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Into the top of the sixth inning, the Rough Riders trail 2-0, and Tyler Owens emerges from the Rough Riders bullpen. Emiliano Teono is done after his five innings in his start. Davis and De Los Santos, the first man to face Tyler Owens, and the right-hander from the stretch kicks home the first pitch. It's a fastball high and tight at 98, and it's one ball and no strikes on De Los Santos. There's a lot of times where starters will throw, and you can look at a line and say, well, he didn't throw as good as his line turned out to be. The pitch. Foul straight back, and it's 1-1. This is a case in which he threw much better than his line might indicate. He ends up with five innings, allowing two runs on six hits. He struck out eight and walked two. He was dominant tonight. The 1-1. Swing and a miss. Slider on the outside corner, and it's one ball and two strikes on De Los Santos, who's the beer batter, so everyone's getting fired up here. He strikes out. It's a beer special. Owens ready from the stretch. This will be the loudest the crowd gets all night. The pinch. Swinging a line shot into right field, and everyone's all disappointed. Abby Ortiz makes the catch there in right, and there's the first out of the sixth inning. Ivan Melendez takes his turn now. All right, well, it's the top of the sixth inning, Luke. It's time for trivia. I know you've been waiting the last 24 hours for
Let's
this.
Let's do it.
Okay.
Let's do it.
So the last two nights we've done some pretty hard questions. So I figured, okay, let's make it a little bit easier today. We'll see how you do.
We'll see about that.
Here's the pitch to Ivan Melendez. A swing and a miss. Good fastball at 99 low and away, and it's 0-1. So it was this date in baseball history. In 1983, that Nolan Ryan surpassed Walter Johnson for the most strikeouts in Major League history. The pitch is a swing and a miss, and it's 0-2. And so, Luke Maley, can you give me the top 10 pitchers in strikeouts in Major League history?
Nolan Ryan at one
step. Nolan Ryan is number one.
Randy Johnson, two.
Randy Johnson, two.
Roger Clemens, three.
Yep. Here's the pitch. It's outside. It's one ball and two strikes.
Is Burt Blyleven four?
Burt Blyleven is five.
Oh, five. So there's one more in between.
One and two on Melendez. And Owens pitches in. Fastball high and outside.
Greg Maddux, he's not in order there, but he's got to be in the top 10.
Maddux is number 10.
Okay. Tom Seaver.
Tom Seaver's number 6. 2-2. Foul back.
You mentioned Walter Johnson, right?
Yep.
He's still on the list?
He's number 9.
Okay. That's kind of a given. Gaylord Perry.
Number 8. Look at him go.
What are we missing here?
Missing two. The pitch. Bouncer up the middle softly. Chavez to his left. The shortstop's got it. He slings it sidearm onto first base and gets Melendez. Two up, two down for Owens in this sixth inning. It's 2-0 Amarillo. Caleb Roberts bats now the DH. Looking for the top 10 pitchers in Major League history in strikeouts for our trivia today. Luke has gotten 8 of the 10 so far on 8 guesses.
I think I got one. Steve Carlton?
Steve Carlton's number 4.
Ooh, this is the hard part of figuring out which one I'm missing.
Missing number 7 on the list. First pitch to Caleb Roberts. On the outside edge for a strike with a 97-mile-an-hour fastball, 0-1.
I know both Scherzer and Verlander are close, but I don't think they're in the top 10.
They are 11 and 12.
Are they really? Wow.
Yes. The pinch. Inside. Ball and a strike.
Guy we're going to see next week, Zach.
We could. We could very well see him.
Be really neat.
The pitch in. Misses high. Two balls and one strike.
I don't know who I'm missing.
Do you want to give up or do you want me to
give me a little hint? Yeah, give me a little hint here.
Pitch 23 seasons.
Oh, wow.
Pitch is bounced right back to the hill past Owens. Chavez has got it. And the shortstop throws him out. It's a 1-2-3 inning for Tyler Owens out of the bullpen. We'll continue this trivia to the bottom of the sixth. So the Rough Riders trail 2-0. Bottom of the sixth next on the Riders Baseball Network. Get $100 in bill credits to put towards future electricity bills after you sign up with Rhythm Energy. Extra innings? Good. Pay extra for electricity? Bad. So take advantage of $100 in bill credits to shrink your bill. With your AC about to get a workout, this deal is here at a perfect time. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
On Friday nights, the Stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Back to the ballpark for the bottom of the sixth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Bottom six, Rough Riders trail the Amarillo Sod Poodles 2-0. Alongside Luke Maley, I'm Zach Bigley. 8-9-1 due up for the Rough Riders in the sixth, trying to get the offense going against Dylan File. Their first two hits of the game, but could not push a run across. Chavez against the right-hander, batting from the left side. First pitch. It's inside, one ball and no strikes. All right, we are looking for the final of the top 10 pitchers, the offering. It's high and outside, and it's 2-0 in the top 10 strikeouts in Major League history. Luke, your trivia. I said I'd give you a hint. You're missing number 7 on the list. 2-0. Strike at the top of the zone, and it's now 2-1. So the hint for you, he pitched 23 seasons.
primarily with the Dodgers.
Okay.
2-1. Just outside. 3-1. He is in the Hall of Fame, as you might imagine.
Yes. I figured, but... Man, I'm drawing a blank.
3-1. Outside, 4. So Chavez works a leadoff walk here in the sixth inning. And Cooper Johnson will make his way to the plate for the Riders.
Can you give me an era or an approximate era?
Yeah. I'd say mostly in the 70s. Started his career in the 60s, pitched through the 70s, and finished in the late 80s.
Okay. Pitched through the late 80s.
Never won a Cy Young Award, though.
Wow.
Offering to Cooper Johnson is a breaking ball. Clips the top of the zone, a strike, and it's 0-1. Quick throw over to first base. Chavez back in.
Man. I feel like it's going to be so obvious, so I don't want you to tell me yet. Give me a couple outs to think about.
Okay. The pitch. Fouled back, and it looked like, it got Justin Juska, the home plate umpire, up in just like under the mask, it looked like. Oh, no. J.J. D'Orazio, the catcher right there immediately. Here comes Neil Ori, the Rough Riders trainer. Justin Juska looks like he caught that foul ball up under the chin. Was it the bat or the ball? It definitely looked like the baseball. Oh, man.
It almost looks like kind of collarbone type area there. Snuck in. Man, that's no good.
No, he's down and being treated behind the plate. Last series, the Rough Riders, we had an umpire injury. It was the home plate umpire as well. It was Nate Diedrich, and we had an umpire injury delay, and then one of the other umpires went and changed and came out and finished the game. I believe that was in the eighth inning when that happened, though, and we only had one more half inning to play. We are in the sixth here.
Never a good sign. You love to see Cooper Johnson there. He walked back to the dugout, asked one of his teammates for a cup of water, gave it to the umpires, and they're going to walk that water back to Justin Juska, who's still laying on his back. Not a fun sight.
No, and obviously those two have a relationship with being catcher and umpire.
You always take care of your umpire behind the dish. Nothing Johnson could do about that one. Just a foul ball. He's in on his hands and just fouled it back, and kind of looked like the shoulder.
Yeah, he's sitting up now. Neil Ori, the Rough Riders trainer, does a phenomenal job, and he's right there with him and make him get up, and he's hopefully going to be okay. It's Connor Oat, the trainer for Amarillo, right there as well.
Pitch was a fastball in at 93. Johnson just nicked a piece of it, so Juska behind the dish caught the brunt force of that. It was traveling pretty hard.
So it looks like he's going to be okay. This is a good time for us to finish the trivia question. You're missing the final guy in the top 10 all-time in career strikeouts. Do you want to venture a guess, or do you have anybody you're thinking of?
I'm struggling. I feel like...
So he was only a four-time All-Star.
Wow.
He's in the Hall of Fame. But severely underrated during his time.
Power style of pitcher, or do you know? Or
you know, I don't know.
Okay. I don't know that would have helped.
He retired 7 years before I was born, so a little tough.
You said a Dodger pitcher.
Pitched for the Dodgers for 16 years, then the Angels, Brewers,
okay,
Astros, Oakland for a year.
Who did he end his career?
The Dodgers.
Dodgers? Did he start his career with the Dodgers?
He did.
Okay.
Doesn't really help you.
No, it does not.
All right, so we're good to go. We're back to play. Johnson back in. It's 0-2 on the Rough Riders catcher.
Here's the stretch from Fyle. Runner at first, the pitch. Breaking ball hit high in the air out to left field. Vukovic back. He's shy of the warning track, and he's there to make the catch. So one out in the inning now. And Abimelech Ortiz stands in. 2-0 Rough Riders trail, bottom of the sixth.
Right-hand or left-hand?
Right-hander.
Right-hand.
Passed away in 2021.
Okay.
Ortiz, left-handed hitter, 0 for 2 today. Pitch. Breaking ball for a strike at the bottom of the zone, and it's 0-1. Let me tell you.
Oh, not yet. I feel like I can come up with this.
The 0-1. Bottom of the zone again. Called strike. 0-2. Ortiz still just sitting on one homer. He's been hitting the ball hard all season long and still looking for that second one. Throw over to first base. Chobby's back in on a step and a dive.
Don Sutton
Let's is go. Correct. He gets all 10. Well done. Good job, Luke.
Thank you. I appreciate that style of trivia question. Let's roll with that more often.
The 0-2 is whipped foul left side, and it's still no balls and two strikes.
That was fun.
Probably an easier one. I mean, Don Sutton took you a little bit, but you got it.
All trivia has its difficulty.
Yeah, that was good. Much better than my effort last night. That's for sure.
Also our clubhouse leader in hardest question.
Pitches inside. One ball and two strikes. The pitch home. A soft bouncer right past the hill. The second baseman, Tawa's got it onto second for one. Throw to first. In time, double play. And the inning is over. So the Rough Riders get a leadoff base runner, but they cannot push him across. A double play, 4-6-3. Second consecutive inning with a twin killing. No runs, hits, errors. Nobody left on base. Top seven next. Riders trail 2-0. And when we come back, it's Luke Maley on the play-by-play on the Riders Baseball Network.
Our Rough Riders have a new partner. Cacique Foods, the nation's leader in Hispanic cheeses, creams, chorizo, and salsa, is honored to call our DFW community home and is now a proud Rough Riders sponsor. With Cacique's authentic ingredients, you can add Mexican tradition and flavor to every meal. For more information about their products, visit caciquefoods.com. Find their delicious products at your favorite local supermarket, and let's cheer on our Rough Riders together. Authentic flavor, real moments. Cacique.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Rough Riders fans, you can save $500 or more on electricity with Rhythm Energy's PowerShift electricity plans and get the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas. Plus, get $100 in bill credits towards future bills after you sign up. Talk about a home run of a deal. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
It's time for the top of the seventh here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Visiting portion of the seventh inning. Luke Maley alongside Zach Bigley. Tyler Owens is back out there. He enjoyed a nice 1-2-3 sixth inning. He's back for the seventh. He gets Christian Robinson, J.J. Durazio, and he fires home. Swing and a miss by Robinson. 91 miles an hour on the breaking ball. But it's Robinson, Durazio, and Wormuth, the three guaranteed to face Tyler Owens. Toyota lasted five innings to give up two runs in his final inning of work, but had a solid day. Pitch. This one laced into center field. Strom coming on. He takes to a dive, and he made the play. Wow, what a play by Kellen Strom.
Are they saying it skipped in? I didn't see anything skip. Christian Robinson, for the moment, stands at first base, and there's a conversation going on.
That's what they're arguing. Tim Bogar, the manager and third base coach, is over there arguing the umpires are going to come together. And as we look at a replay, oh, yeah, he did not catch that ball.
Wow. He dropped it underneath there. Well, Strom sold it pretty well. It went under his glove, or I guess just over his glove.
Yeah, he went on his knees and then picked it up off the ground. I mean,
wow.
It's not even close. Yeah, he's safe. Okay, that's the right
there
call to make.
Well, valiant effort. He had me fooled. So it's a base hit for Christian Robinson rather than the diving catch. So Robinson stands at first base, and here's D'Orazio. D'Orazio 0-2 to this point. Facing Owens for the first time. Robinson started to run and shut things down. Dives back into first without a throw. Fastball at 97. Missed just a bit down for Tyler Owens.
Fastball's been good tonight. Up to 99 for Owens.
Go from hundreds to high 90s. Swing and a miss. 89 on the radar gun that time.
Yeah, he makes Toyota makes his fastball look weak. You go back to back there.
And it is certainly not for Tyler Owens. It's got a lot of life on it. D'Orazio, even in the count, 1-1. And this one runs inside and it gets out of the glove of Johnson. And double play no longer in order as Robinson moves up second base. Pitch missed up and in on the right-handed batter. Johnson couldn't quite squeeze it. Two balls and a strike. Robinson stands at second base. Sod Poodle's leading 2-0. The pitch fouled off to the screen.
They do go past ball on Cooper Johnson there.
As you would expect. Not an easy play for a catcher to make. It's a pitch up and in on a right-handed batter. It's not all that easy to corral, but it popped in and out of his mitt. Johnson would tell you face-to-face that he should make that catch. But it's not an easy one. 2-2, the pitch from Owens. Swing and a miss, and there's one away. D'Orazio down on strikes.
Owens is interesting because he doesn't have the strikeout numbers that you might expect with the stuff that he has. His fastball has a natural cutting motion to it, but he induces a lot of soft contact, and that's really where the nastiness comes in with that pitch arsenal that he has.
Yeah, that fastball has the natural cut to it, and then he also fires in a cutter. And all sorts of things that move well. A spin move to second, and the throw was to the right side of the second base back, towards the second base side. And Max Acosta at second base made a nice play to stop that from going into center field. Owens fired a strike. That thing would have rolled for days. Kellen Strom would have had to make a nice play in center. Pitch to Warmoth. Runs outside. There's the sweeper. Ball and no strikes. One away. 2-0 advantage for Amarillo. The pitch. Hit up the middle. Acosta going back on it at second base. It's into center field. Down for a hit. Here comes Robinson around third, and he'll score easily without a throw. It's 3-0, Sod Poodle.
We're talking about soft contact. There's the soft contact that you want to see. He broke the bat of Warmoth on a fastball that was middle down. And he just got enough on it to leak it over the top of Acosta, the Rough Riders' second baseman. And it's another RBI single. Rough Riders are getting singled to death tonight by the top home run hitting team in the league.
That they are. And for Tyler Owens, that's a tough one to swallow, as John Goble, the Rough Riders' pitching coach, wants to go out and talk things over with his right-hander. As the top of the order steps up next for the Sod Poodles. That's a hard one to swallow if you're Tyler Owens, because you make a good pitch. 95, bottom portion of the zone. And the hitter just throws his hands at it. 76 mile an hour exit speed and flares one just over the reach of Max Acosta at second base. It's soft enough to where it easily scores a runner from second base.
Yeah, it's
It's tough when you give up those soft base hits, but, you know, at this point, it's about limiting the damage. It's still just a three-run game, and the Rough Riders, the way they can swing the bats and having almost the top of the order due up in the seventh, you want to just limit it right here to a three-run game and make sure that with a runner at first, you don't allow Patino to move him and then get him home. There's still just one out, so double play is in order here.
That's exactly right. They've early in the season, first couple of series, Rough Riders came back late in some ball games. They haven't had to over this recent stretch. So here's Patino. He steps in, squares the bunt, and fires it right back at Owens. He's got to play at second. He goes to second for one. There won't be a double play, but Tyler Owens heads up play there to come down off the mound and turn and fire immediately to second base. No hesitation from the Rough Riders reliever.
Yeah, that's a huge play because, of course, now you still have a runner at first, and so a base hit will not score him, and that's been the theme tonight. The three RBI singles from the Sod Poodles all scoring a runner from second base. So a great play by Owens to get the lead runner.
So it goes 1-4. Now Patino on at first base. Here's Vukovic, and that pitch runs up and in, 97 miles an hour. Vukovic had to violently get out of the way of it. Ball and no strikes. A.J. Vukovic tonight, a pair of singles. He was caught stealing in the first, drove in a run in the fifth. Pitch home. There's a what looked to be the sweeper. And just misses inside. Two balls, no strikes.
Looked like it backed up on him a little bit.
Left it a bit inside on the right-handed hitter. Owens kicks and deals. That one catches the strike zone. 90 miles an hour. Down and away, but well inside the strike zone. Two balls and a strike. Vukovic, who's in search of hit number three this evening. He's got six hits in the series now. Does have four RBIs in the series, and he takes a big rip, but comes up empty. Two balls and two strikes. Tyler Owens trying to get out of this seventh inning. Vukovic digs in. Owens kicks and deals. The runner goes, and this one fouled off to the screen. Just to the right side of home plate. Two balls and two strikes all over it. So often in 2-2 counts, you'll see delayed steals from runners. Catcher trying to get a call to strike three. Usually kind of hold it there, trying to make that pitch look like a strike. So you see some delayed steals, but Patino was just running. This one shot off to the right side, but well out of play. Some loud contact on the last two swings from Vukovic, but he's been well late on both pitches. That one a 96-mile-an-hour fastball. Bottom portion of the strike zone. Not a pitch you can take. Two balls and two strikes. The pitch skips in. It's 3-2. So Vukovic works the count to full. A.J. Vukovic in the series has drawn a walk. His strikeout against Teodo back in the third was his sixth of the series. Either option is on the table here. The payoff pitch from Owens. Runner goes. This one hit right back up the middle. Acosta ranges over from second base and fires a strike to Hatcher at first, and the inning comes to a close. Good-looking play by Rough Riders second baseman Maximo Acosta, and we're through the top of the seventh. One run on two hits, and one left aboard the base pass for the Sod Poodles. They lead it 3-0 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Are you ready for ultra-reliable, ultra-fast, award-winning internet and better mobile? Experience astounding service and savings tailored to your needs all from Astound. Call 1-800-4-ASTOUND or visit astound.com to get internet for just $20 a month. Add unlimited mobile on one of the nation's largest, most reliable 5G networks free for 12 months. Be astounded and switch today. Restrictions apply. See astound.com for details.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. this covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of the ball game for your entire crew. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering possibilities.
Stretch time is over. Back to the action. To the bottom of the seventh on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Back for the home half of the seventh. Aaron Zavala leads things off. Dylan Files still out there. Hasn't given up a run yet. 3-0 advantage as he misses downstairs with the first offering to Aaron Zavala. Zavala 0-for-2 today with a ground out to short and a ground out to first. And he hits this one high in the air. May stay in play for the third baseman Melendez. And it caroms over the wall. Finds its way into the seats, and it's a souvenir for a lucky fan tonight. Aaron Zavala digs back in. The lefty awaits the pitch from Fio, and he hits this one over the third baseman's head. It's a base hit if it's down, and it is. Zavala rounds first. It rolls into the corner, and he's into second, a stand-up double. Good start to the seventh. Aaron Zavala gets things going with a leadoff double. Not a hard hit double. 61-mile-an-hour exit velo. With that hit, Aaron Zavala has now hit safely in 8 of his last 10, and he's reached base in every game that he's played in this season. That brings up Liam Hicks, the DH today. He goes after the first pitch and sends it high into the night sky, and it'll work its way towards the Rough Riders bullpen and fall just short into the hands of another happy fan. Nothing more than a strike on Liam Hicks. Aaron Zavala stands at second after the double. And Hicks faces the 0-1 from Fio. He rips this one on the ground right at the second baseman, Tawa, and he collects and throws on to first for out number one. But Aaron Zavala moves up 90 feet. Here's Kellen Strom, who broke up a perfect game to lead off the fifth inning. It was 12 up, 12 down for Dylan Fio. Came into today with a 7.82 ERA. Pitch runs outside and downstairs. 1-0. Rough Riders got a pair of hits in that fifth inning. But a double play and a ground out ended the threat. Leadoff double here. Now at a runner at third with one away. And the pitch is called a strike. Breaking ball from the right-hander evens the count at 1-1. Kellen Strom picked up his fifth hit of the series his last time up. Shoots this one the other way, but it'll get out of play, and the count moves to 1-2. Game 5 of the series tonight. A 3-0 advantage for the Sod Poodles. The pitch home skips in. It's past the catcher. And the run will score. Aaron Zavala comes down from third on a wild pitch. And the Rough Riders are on the board. That's one way to do it. Leadoff double. A ground out gets him over. And a wild pitch scores him. Aaron Zavala crosses home. And Kellen Strom now serves as a one-out leadoff hitter.
2-2 the count. Pitch on its way. A swing and a miss. And there's two down. Gotta bring up Josh Hatcher. Hatcher digs in from the left side, facing the righty for the third time. He waits on one, but chops it down the first base line in foul ground. 0-1. Hatcher's homered in back-to-back games. The 0-1 on its way, and he was late on it. Bit of hesitation in the left-handed swing. Hatcher finds himself behind 0-2. The 0-2 taken way upstairs, 94 miles an hour with the heater. Not tempting to Josh Hatcher. The 1-2 shot the other way, high in the air, but finds its way over the suites here down the third base line. Action in the Rough Riders bullpen, so we'll see if Tyler Owens' day is done. Appears to be Ho'opi'i Tuionatoa. We'll see if he's the next on the hill for the Rough Riders. Hatcher ready for the 2-2 on its way. Runs upstairs, and Hatcher works the count to full after getting behind 0-2. 0-2 to 3-2. With two away, Rough Riders gave up a run in the seventh, and they got it back here in the home half, trying to manufacture some more, but Hatcher chases ball four, and he's down on strikes. Back-to-back strikeouts for Dylan File ends the frame, and he has been magnificent today. A leadoff double for the Rough Riders comes around to score. They get one run on one hit. No errors in the frame, and nobody left aboard the base pass. We head to the eighth inning, where the Rough Riders trail 3-1 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
My dad is a proud Girl Dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a Girl Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
We're trading in 1985 for 2004. Kick off the celebration of the 2004 Frisco Rough Riders at Riders Field as we throw it back to 04 on Friday, May 24th. The band Bowling for Soup will be on hand for a meet and greet, and the Rough Riders will have a concert tee giveaway at the gates before the Riders take on the Midland Rockhounds at 7.05 p.m. Don't forget, it's Fireworks Friday as well, so enjoy a fireworks spectacular display after the game from the field. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Let's head to the top of the eighth here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Yeah.
Back high atop Riders Field. Rough Riders got a run in the home half of the seventh. Now the top of the eighth, they trail 3-1. Tim Tawa is here to lead things off. And the new arm on the hill for the Rough Riders is Andy Rodriguez. Seen a few guys get loose in the Rough Riders bullpen, including Anthony Ho, P.E. Tuionatoa, but it's Rodriguez who comes on to face Tawa, and he comes inside with his first pitch, but it's a foul ball. Andy Rodriguez has been solid
out of the Rough Riders bullpen this season. Good strikeout numbers for him. He kicks and deals to Tawa, and this one laced into left center field. Long run for Zavala. He's over there to make an over-the-shoulder snag. There's one away. Hard hit baseball by Tim Tawa, 95 off the bat. But Zavala had a good read on it. Glided over to his left. Made the catch above his head. Here's Davison De Los Santos. He's 0 for 3 to this point. Big rip and a miss. De Los Santos, a pair of strikeouts against Teodo. And then flew out to right field. More of a line drive against Tyler Owens. He goes the other way this time again, but this time it drops in front of Ortiz in right field. And De Los Santos is aboard with a one-out base hit. Good piece of hitting. Didn't try to do too much. 93 miles an hour on the inside half of the plate. In on his hands and just shot it the other way. One aboard with one away. As Ivan Melendez steps in. Rodriguez kicks and deals. First offering. Called a strike. 80 miles an hour. Went with the soft stuff. Rodriguez veers in. Gets his sign. And comes set. The 0-1. Shot the other way, but out of play. Down the first base line. Ivan Melendez behind 0-2 against Andy Rodriguez. Rodriguez does all of his work with a fastball, cutter, slider, changeup mix. The 0-2. Ripped on the ground right at the third baseman, Freeman. It bounces off his glove. Picked up by the second, or shortstop rather, and Chavez, and he gets it over to second in time for an out. Max Acosta tried to roll a double play on it, but to no avail. Odd play. Freeman, tough play for him to make over at third base. It glanced off his glove, and Chavez was backing it up. He was able to grab it and fire to second to get out number two. Lefty steps in. It's Caleb Roberts. And he watches a first pitch fastball called a strike. So on the technically 5-6-4 fielder's choice, Melendez replaces De Los Santos at first base. The 0-1 to Roberts. Big cut and a miss. 94 with the fastball from Rodriguez. Elevated in the zone. Caleb Roberts was activated this week. It's the third game of the series he's appeared in. Had an IL stint that began back on April 16th. After an 0-for-3 start to the night for him, he's 1-for-10 in the series. Faces an 0-2 count. Rodriguez looking for strikeout number one of the outing. Long pause, and he comes home. And that one fouled off to the third base side. Stays on the field side of play. And Zavala flips it into the crowd. Count stays at 0-2. Two away here in this eighth inning. Rodriguez set at the belt. Kicks and deals. Swing and a miss. Got him with the changeup. And that's the sign. No runs on one hit. No errors and one left aboard the base paths. We head to the home half of the eighth. The Riders will send up Freeman, Acosta, and Chavez, trailing 3-1 on the Riders Baseball Network.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free, presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long, every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Thirsty Thursday. Starting on May 23rd, fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25. With a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly and Drafts, and even more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Join us as the 04 weekend rolls on as we continue to celebrate the 2004 Frisco Rough Riders Texas League Championship run. In an ode to the 2004 classic Napoleon Dynamite, Saturday, May 25th is Vote for Pedro night and will feature an appearance from Efren Ramirez, who played Pedro in the film. Make sure you grab your tickets for Saturday, May 25th, 7.05 p.m. first pitch as the Riders welcome in the Midland Rockhounds. Get your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
Home half of the eighth coming up right here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Cody Freeman steps in from the right side. It's John Matthews, the former Rough Rider, who relieves Dylan File. Side armor, and he fires the first pitch. Strike. John Matthews dons the number 22 for Amarillo. And some of the offseason here in Frisco. Drops down and fires, and Freeman sends this up towards the booth. And he's behind 0-2. Arguments on both sides for submarine or sidearm pitchers. Some say the ball stays flat, so it's easier to hit. Some say it's really deceptive and hard to pick up out of the hand. John Matthews has been pretty solid on the season. He's ahead 0-2 on the right end of hitting Freeman. Pitch home, and Freeman thought about pulling the trigger. It misses outside. Dylan Files' day is done. John Matthews comes on in the eighth to relieve him. What an outing for Dylan File. Matthews set. Drops down and fires. This one headed up the middle on a backhand. It's Tawa, the second baseman, who gloves it and throws in time to retire Cody Freeman. Right spot, just didn't hit it quite hard enough to get past the backhand Tim Tawa there. And Acosta steps in. And they'll put a little bit of a shift on for him. Second baseman Tawa now shadowed near the second base bag and spits it the other way. But right into the glove of the first baseman, De Los Santos. Hard contact on the first pitch. Maximo Acosta, and Matthews picks up out number two. Switch you the final line on Dylan File. 7 innings pitched, 3 hits, 1 run allowed, just 1 walk issued, and 4 strikeouts. By far the best outing for Dylan File on the season. He's in line for the win if the pen can keep it together for Amarillo. 2 away in the eighth, the first pitch to Franier Chavez. Just misses upstairs. John Matthews used 5 pitches to get a pair of outs here in the eighth and now attacks Chavez and evens the count at ball and a strike on a foul ball. I mentioned earlier, Acosta likes to go after that first pitch. And he hit that one hard, but nothing to show for it. A line out to first. The 1-1 runs outside. Franier Chavez, who bats from the left side. Chavez today 0-for-1, walked his last time up. Our Friars have just notched 3 hits. Matthews delivers and caught the corner. Evens it at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Two's wild here at Riders Field. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. In a 3-1 game, the pitch taken, and The catcher, D'Orazio, thought it was strike three. He was walking towards the dugout. Matthews took a step off the mound, but it missed off the plate by a couple inches. So Chavez works a full count. Takes, and it's ball four. Ranger Chavez earns his second walk of the night. Rough Riders have a two-out base runner. So Cooper Johnson represents the tying run at the plate. Johnson's homered on the season. It came last week in Arkansas against the Travelers. Fire asks for time as looked like a ball made its way into left field over off the berm. Some kids playing with a baseball. Not a long delay. Spukovic was ready to toss it back. Allow the kids to keep playing on. Johnson's first offering home. He cuts through it.
You've heard of a bloop and a blast. How about a walk and a blast?
That works, too.
Tie this baby up.
And for Cooper Johnson, any way aboard the base pass, and you get your biggest power hitter to the dish in Abimelech Ortiz. Matthews ready with the 0-1. Chavez takes off for second. The throw from D'Orazio is nowhere near in time. Frainer Chavez swipes a bag, and the Rough Riders have a runner in scoring position.
Well, even if they could just get one run here, that changes the complexion of this game, making it a one-run game going into the, hopefully, the bottom of the ninth if Riders are able to hold them in the top half.
That's exactly right. The 1-1. Ripped into center field. Patino coming on and catches it chest high. Johnson hit it hard, 102 off the bat, but nothing to show for it. No runs on no hits, no errors. One left aboard the base paths. It was Frainer Chavez who swiped second base after a walk. We head to the ninth inning where Zach Bigley will return. Amarillo 3, Frisco 1 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating options under the North Texas sky at Riders Field. With tickets starting at as low as $12, call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Calling all Evan Carter fans. May 10th through 12th is a chance to celebrate the Rough Riders great and current Rangers World Series champion, Evan Carter. Show up early on Friday, May 10th for an Evan Carter growth chart giveaway at the gates and get a picture with the World Series trophy. On Saturday, May 11th, grab yourself an Evan Carter bobblehead presented by Medium Giant, highlighting his amazing catch against Houston in the 2023 ALCS, and have another chance to take a picture with the World Series trophy. Come early on Sunday, May 12th for a Rough Riders Evan the Kid Carter Kids Jersey giveaway to wrap up Evan Carter weekend. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
It's time for the top of the ninth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Andy Rodriguez back to the hill. Rough Riders trail the Sod Poodles 3-1 in Game 5 of 6. This series is tied at two games apiece, so if we do see a loss tonight for the Rough Riders, that would mean that the essentially rubber game tomorrow is pretty important with a chance to either split the series or fall in the series. So some time to come back, though. Not much, though. As Rodriguez deals to Christian Robinson to start off the ninth, and the first pitch is over for a strike. It's 0-1. Robinson has reached all three times today. He's singled twice and walked. Three runs, nine hits for Amarillo. The pitch is bounced up the middle. Chavez to his left. He picks, pirouettes, throws to first and gets him. Pretty play from Frainer Chavez, who's been slick at shortstop tonight. One out of the ninth inning, and J.J. D'Orazio bats. It's been really fun to watch Chavy work defensively over the last few years and doing it very nicely at shortstop. J.J. D'Orazio stands in now, right-handed batter. And the initial pitch.
outside. It's low and away. One ball and no strikes. Rough Riders just one run on three hits tonight. The 1-0. Low, and it's two balls and no strikes. Happy you're joining us here on this Saturday night. We'll have the series finale tomorrow on Sunday, 4:05 first pitch. The offering is outside, 3-0. I'd like to thank the Holidays as well, watching out in the DFW area. Big Rough Riders fans. The 3-0. That's over for a strike in the inside corner. 3-1. And hope to see them out of the ballpark soon. 3-1. Flicked foul on a play right side. 3-2. But tomorrow in that series finale, Josh Steven will have his homecoming again. Steven pitching in this ballpark for the first time since the 4th of July last year. His only start last year with the Rough Riders. 3-2. Misses down to the dirt. Ball 4. It's a one-out base runner for Andy Rodriguez, Rough Riders pitcher. And the Sod Poodles have one on for one out, or one on, one out in the ninth inning, I should say, leading by 2. It'll be great to see Josh Steven back on the hill here in this ballpark, a place where he grew up coming to games. Had a lot of friends and family at the ballpark his last time here. The pitch misses high, and it's one ball and no strikes. He's had over 50 people here. One nothing offering. We throw it first before that. Warmoth, an RBI single in the seventh inning. Really key insurance run for the Sod Poodles. Rough Riders had their only run of the game in the bottom half of the seventh. Another throw over to first, not in time to get D'Orazio. Amarillo found the scoreboard in the fifth inning with a couple of runs. A couple RBI singles from Patino and Vukovic back-to-back against Teodo, who's fantastic tonight in his start. 3-2, swing and a miss. Or I should say that was the 1-0. It's now one ball and one strike, excuse me. Teodo struck out 8 in his start today. 1-1 pitch. Strike in the outside corner, 1-2. D'Orazio leads from first. One ball, two strikes on Warmoth. And another quick throw over to first. Not in time, and that's a balk. Shoot, he thought he got him. But if you throw over a third time, you have to get the out, or else the runner moves down to second on a balk. So one ball, two strikes on Warmoth with a runner in scoring position now. That's been a roll for 3 years now. That's the first time I've ever seen that. The pitch. Breaking ball, cut on and missed for strike 3. So Warmoth down on strikes. It's the second strikeout for Andy Rodriguez. 2 down in the ninth, and here's Wildered Patino. Patino 2-for-4 today. Couple singles. 3-1 Rough Riders trail. Rodriguez Rennies peers back to second and swivels home. Check swing, strike, outside corner, 0-1. So tomorrow's matchup will be Josh Steven for the Rough Riders against Jamison Hill for Amarillo, who we've seen a lot of the last couple of years. The pitch. Misses high. One ball and one strike. Again, that's a 4:05 first pitch time. If you have your young kids and you want to bring them out to the ballpark, it's Kids Sunday Funday presented by Raisin Canes. The 1-1. Fouled away right side. Ball and two strikes. In addition to Kids Sunday Fun Day, it's also Blippi Day. I know Luke's really fired up for that. Got your Blippi glasses on already.
Not right now, but I've had them on.
The orange Blippi glasses.
They're flashy.
Oh, yeah. One ball, two strikes on Patino. And the offering in. Swing and a miss. He got him. Fastball elevated. He strikes out Patino, and he strikes out the last two he sees here in the ninth. No runs, no hits, no errors. A runner left on. Go to the bottom of the ninth next. The Rough Riders need two to tie, three to win it on the Riders Baseball Network.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday, home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days presented by Raising Cane's. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Close out our celebration of the 2004 Texas League champion Frisco Rough Riders on Sunday, May 26th, as the Rough Riders host the Midland Rockhounds for a 6:05 p.m. first pitch. The weekend celebration concludes with a tribute to the Rough Riders 2004 Texas League Championship and a poster giveaway at the gates. Catch the Rough Riders in their throwback uniforms one last time as we cap off 04 weekend. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Mother's Day is coming up, and the Frisco Rough Riders want to help honor all the great moms in the Rough Riders family. On Sunday, May 12th, come out to the ballpark for some great Mother's Day activities, including a floral station and pop-up from the Kendra Scott team. Enjoy the game with the best value with a Mother's Day ticket package that includes four tickets and a customizable Kendra Scott Emily Stretch bracelet for just $99. The Frisco Rough Riders wish you a happy Mother's Day and hope to see you at the park on May 12th. Let's ride. Love you, Mom!
Last chance. We've hit the bottom of the ninth on the Rough Riders.
Last of the ninth inning, and the Rough Riders trail by two. It's Taylor Rashi who makes his way onto the mound for the Amarillo Sod Poodles. He'll face the Rough Riders' top third of the order, Abimelech Ortiz, Aaron Zavala, Liam Hicks, the top third. Rough Riders' top third of the order today has combined to just go 1-for-9. He only hit the double by Aaron Zavala in the seventh inning. And so they'll try their turns against Rashi, who makes his second appearance of this series for Amarillo. Rashi, originally a draft pick of the Giants back in 2019 out of Torrance, California. A right-hander will go to work against Abimelech Ortiz. He winds back in the first pitch. Ortiz watches in the dirt, one ball and no strikes. In that appearance earlier in this series, Rashi threw a scoreless inning, allowing three base runners, two hits, and a walk. It's been a tough season for him so far. The pitch is a strike, and it's 1-1. He's allowed six earned over seven innings, but he's also allowed five unearned runs. He has his sign in the 1-1. That one's hit high down the right field line, hooking into foul ground, and it's into the seats. Jammed him. One ball and two strikes. Rashi, a late acquisition last year after he was claimed off waivers in the Rule 5 draft. For last offseason, the Diamondbacks organization pitched eight games with Amarillo, 0.73 ERA, but he struggled this year. He readies ahead 1-2 and offers into Ortiz. A swing and a ground ball up the middle. Ottawa backhands it second. Long throw to first is in time. Wow! Tim Tawa with a fantastic play at second base. He's made a couple great plays tonight. There's the first out of the bottom of the ninth inning.
That ball looked for sure to be headed into center field in a leadoff base hit for Abimelech Ortiz. That's a tremendous play to get out number one in the ninth.
Tawa had to range all the way up the middle with a backhand and didn't stop and throw. He just kind of threw as his momentum was taking him into center. First pitch to Zavala. He swings and lofts it into shallow center field. Long run for Patino coming in. It falls in. Base hit. Aaron Zavala with his second hit today. His double extended his on-base streak to 18 games to start the season, and now he's got a two-hit day. And that brings Liam Hicks as the tying run to the plate. Riders trail 3-1 in the bottom of the ninth. Boy, imagine if Ortiz would have beat that ball out and you have runners at first and second and Hicks is the winning run at the plate. But nonetheless, Rashi ready from the stretch. He fires. It's Hicks takes inside, one ball and no strikes. Hicks has flied out twice and grounded out today. He's 0 for 3, coming off his sixth two-hit game of the season yesterday and his first since he had five straight to begin the year. 1-0 offering. Sits just high of the zone with a curveball. Two balls and no strikes. That hit from Zavala, the fourth of the day for Frisco. Half of them have come from him. 2-0. Strike on the inside corner with a fastball. Hicks didn't like it. It's 2-1. Kellen Strom is on deck for the Rough Riders. And then Josh Hatcher after that if we get that far. The 2-1. Another curveball. Misses high. Three balls in one strike. Hicks has been an on-base machine his entire career. He has more walks than strikeouts in his minor league career. And a walk here would bring the go-ahead run to the plate and put the tying run aboard.
Chance to sit on a fastball in a 3-1 count.
And here is the 3-1. Swing and a miss. Ooh, there was a fastball, elevated. Tough pitch to hit for a left-handed batter up and in the strike zone. And he whiffed it. It's 3-2. Talked about it earlier, but Liam Hicks is the hardest batter to get to swing and miss in the entire Texas League. A 4% swinging strike rate. The best in the league. Rashi ready. And a look over to first at Zavala. He disengages. Three balls and two strikes to Hicks. Rashi has his sign. Black glove of the chest. Lowers down to the belt. Payoff in. Swinging a little line drive, looped over second. It falls into right field for a hit. Zavala around second. He speeds to third. Runners on the corners. One out for the Riders in the bottom of the ninth inning.
Textbook swing from Liam Hicks right there. A pitch on the inside part of the plate. Maybe it's ball four, but you can't take something that close. He fights it off, finds a base hit. Now the Rough Riders are in business.
And that brings Kellen Strom to the plate. Tom Gorzolani, the pitching coach, exits the Amarillo dugout, and he'll go chat with Rashi. Well, the Rough Riders have not gotten anything going on the offensive side tonight. Their only run has been a wild pitch that scored a run in the seventh. The only inning where they had two hits before this one was the fifth. Back-to-back singles from Kellen Strom and Josh Hatcher before Cody Freeman bounced into a double play, and then Max Acosta grounded out on the first pitch, but now it's a great opportunity, and we'll see a pinch runner at first as well. Alex DeGody comes out and will pinch run for Liam Hicks. So a pinch runner at first. You have DeGody at first base, Zavala at third for Kellen Strom. Riders a 3-1 deficit. Only one out. Strom singled into center in the fifth inning. If you're wondering, and I'm sure it's in the back of your head somewhere, Strom has one home run this season. It was a home run to begin this series on the first pitch as a leadoff hitter at the bottom of the first of game one. 429-foot homer off the batter's eye in center.
He didn't get cheated on that swing back in game one of the series. Hammered it to center field.
So runners on the corners, one down. Rashi ready from the stretch. And he lets the first pitch go. Curveball, strike. Top of the zone, it's 0-1. Strom did strike out back in the seventh, but he lined out to second in the second inning. He's hit the ball well twice today. Rashi, the 0-1 toss. Fastball, outside. One ball and one strike. Before Strom's 0-for-3 day yesterday, you could really make an argument he was swinging the bat just about as well as anybody at that point in the Riders lineup. The 1-1. A curveball finds the outside corner for strike two, and it's one ball and two strikes in the Riders center fielder. Strom, in the 20th game of the season for the Rough Riders, has played center in every game so far this year. Rashi's 1-2. Swing and a miss. Struck him out with a high fastball. So Strom down on strikes, and there are two away here in the ninth. Runners remain on the corners, and now that brings Josh Hatcher to the plate. Hatcher is homered in back-to-back games. Over 12 games so far this season coming into tonight, he has driven in 13 runs. 1-for-3 tonight. And there might not be anybody in this lineup you'd rather have in this situation than Josh Hatcher. Riders trail 3-1. Runners on the corners, two down, bottom of the ninth inning. First pitch. Hatcher takes a low, and it's one ball and no strikes. Hatcher's two homers in the last couple days, or his first of the season. Last player to homer in three straight games was Nick Tanelu last year in a Rough Riders uniform. 1-0. Curveball, strike over the heart of the plate. 1-1. Hatcher's a free swinger. That curveball is a huge change of pace. The fastball will be at 90. The curveball at 73. And if he hangs it, watch out. 1-1. Fouled straight back, and the Riders are down to their final strike. Zavala at third, Degody at first. Riders trail 3-1. Rashi from the belt. And he kicks in the 1-2. Inside, two balls, two strikes. $5,158 on this Saturday night, getting loud. 2-2 to Hatch. The offering in, runner goes. There's a fly ball deep down the left field line. Vukovich to the corner. Good night! Josh Hatcher, a three-run walk-off homer. Riders win it, 4-3. Josh Hatcher is homered in three in a row, and it's a celebration at home plate for the Riders. Oh, baby, what a night! A 392-foot home run down the left field line into the in-touch home run terrace, and there's some celebrating going on here at Riders Field tonight. Josh Hatcher wins it. Riders walk off happy. Oh, baby. What a ball game. Josh Hatcher, walk-off three-run homer. Riders win it 4-3. Luke Maley has your post-game coverage next on the Riders Baseball Network.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
20 years ago, the Rough Riders brought home their first Texas League championship. Come join us as we celebrate the 2004 team with a weekend filled with giveaways and special guests as the Riders take on the Midland Rockhounds. Bowling for Soup will be on hand for a meet and greet, and the Riders will have a concert tee giveaway at the gates on Friday, May 24th. Stop in on Saturday, May 25th for Vote for Pedro Night as Efren Ramirez, who played Pedro in the movie Napoleon Dynamite, will be in attendance. Close out your weekend with fireworks, bark in the park, and make sure to grab a poster at the gates on Sunday, May 26th. Get your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
Ball game over!
The game may be over, but we're not done yet.
What a way to finish!
Post-game coverage on the Rough Riders Baseball Network starts right now.
Hey, wasn't that a fun one? Rough Riders win it on a walk-off blast by Josh Hatcher. He's homered in three straight, and his homer to left walks things off for the Rough Riders, securing game five of the series, and at the very least, a 3-3 split. But a chance tomorrow to take the series 4-2 against the Amarillo Sod Poodles. Man, if that doesn't get your adrenaline pumping, I don't know what does. Down to the final strike, and Josh Hatcher shoots one the other way, and the Rough Riders win it. Oh, baby. Fun night at the ballpark, a beautiful Saturday night. We're glad that 5,000-plus stuck around here at Riders Field for a great one. We've got a lot of fun stuff planned for tomorrow, a good matchup again in the series finale. But we'll talk about that on the other side. Let's talk about what just happened here today. Spectacular win for the Rough Riders, 4-3. It all started on the mound. Dylan File for the Sod Poodles was tremendous. He went 7 innings, giving up just 1 earned run, striking out 4 Rough Riders, just allowing 3 hits. And then Emiliano Teodo, the Texas Rangers, 15th-ranked prospect, took to the hill, and he was magnificent. 5 innings, 6 hits, 2 earned runs. 2 walks and 8 Ks, a season high for him. It was all around a great game. And then offensively, well, I guess we should cover it. Andy Rodriguez, who came in as the third Rough Riders pitcher, ends up the winning pitcher. Taylor Rashi, after the walk-off blast by Josh Hatcher, takes the loss. Rough Riders offense, it was really a pretty slow day at the office. A pair of 2-hit performances from Josh Hatcher, obviously the big one. 3 RBIs to his name on the 3-run homer. And then Aaron Zavala, who got things going in that 9th inning. With 1 out, he was able to pick up his 2nd hit. He's reached in every game that he's played in and hit safely in 8 of his last 10. So multi-hit performances for Zavala and Hatcher. The only 2 hits, other hits for the Rough Riders, came on a Kellen Strom single and a Liam Hicks single. That was in the 9th. And you point back to that at-bat with Liam Hicks. That's a big reason why the Rough Riders got to this point and were able to turn it over to Josh Hatcher, who was down to the final strike and then sent a blast into left field at the Home Run Terrace, the InTouch Home Run Terrace, the recipient of today's walk-off winner by Josh Hatcher. What a thrill. The Rough Riders take it 4-3. We'll talk a little bit about tomorrow's matchup when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
It's a true family affair at Riders Field on Sunday, April 28th, so make sure to purchase your tickets for Blippi Day. It's a great day for the kids with a Blippi-style Rough Riders glasses giveaway at the gates, and with an HEB family lawn ticket, your pup can get in for free. It's a Sunday, which means it's also Kids Sunday Fun Day presented by Raising Cane's, so load up the car and join us for a Blippi-themed day full of fun. Get your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com for Sunday, April 28th at 4:05 p.m. between the Rough Riders and the Amarillo Sod Poodles. Let's ride! Mother's Day is coming up, and the Frisco Rough Riders want to help honor all the great moms in the Rough Riders family. On Sunday, May 12th, come out to the ballpark for some great Mother's Day activities, including a floral station and pop-up from the Kendra Scott team. Enjoy the game with the best value with a Mother's Day ticket package that includes four tickets and a customizable Kendra Scott Emily Stretch bracelet for just $99. The Frisco Rough Riders wish you a happy Mother's Day and hope to see you at the park on May 12th. Let's ride. Love you, Mom!
Calling all Evan Carter fans. May 10th through 12th is a chance to celebrate the Rough Riders great and current Rangers World Series champion, Evan Carter. Show up early on Friday, May 10th for an Evan Carter growth chart giveaway at the gates and get a picture with the World Series trophy. On Saturday, May 11th, grab yourself an Evan Carter bobblehead presented by Medium Giant, highlighting his amazing catch against Houston in the 2023 ALCS, and have another chance to take a picture with the World Series trophy. Come early on Sunday, May 12th for a Rough Riders Evan the Kid Carter Kids Jersey giveaway to wrap up Evan Carter weekend. Get your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
This is Liam Hicks with the Frisco Rough Riders. You're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
You just heard from Liam Hicks here on the Riders Baseball Network. Big part of that ninth inning for the Rough Riders, who didn't have a great day offensively, but the comeback kings do it again. They walk it off on a three-run bomb by Josh Hatcher, who was down to the final strike, and the Rough Riders take game five, 4-3. Not about how you start, it's about how you finish. And the Riders got it done tonight. Well, let's look ahead for tomorrow's matchup, Game 6, the final game of this series. Before the Rough Riders take to the road, they'll head to Corpus Christi to take on the Astros-affiliated Hooks beginning on Tuesday. Well, let's look at the matchup for tomorrow's Game 6. Sod Poodles trying to secure a series split, three games apiece with the Rough Riders. They'll turn to a right-handed hurler in Jameson Hill. Jameson Hill, this season, a 10.5 ERA across three starts. 12 innings pitched, 14 earned runs given up, 7 walks, 11 Ks, and he's fallen victim to the homer quite a few times this year. 3 homers and 12 innings pitched across those three starts. So Jameson Hill, the righty, will go for Amarillo. And then for the Rough Riders, it's a top prospect. Number 17 ranked prospect and right-handed pitcher, and Josh Steven will get the ball tomorrow. Steven, a little late joining the squad this year. He's made just one appearance. It was a start back on the 21st in Arkansas against the Travelers. He went 1 1/3 and gave up 3 earned runs. And the issue for him was the 4 walks. Didn't pick up any strikeouts in that outing. So Steven looking to bounce back after his first outing of the year. And there's a reason why he's ranked in the top prospects for this Rangers organization. You zoom out on his career last year in Frisco, made a start and went 4 1/3 and gave up 2 earned runs. So not a ton of experience here in Frisco, but a guy that has a lot of good stuff. So the Rough Riders turn to a right-handed hurler and Rangers number 17 ranked prospect in Josh Steven tomorrow for the final game of this six-game series. We'll step aside one last time on the Riders Baseball Network and tell you a bit about the promotions going on tomorrow here at Riders Field.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Riders game. For solo riders, individual tickets are available on Sundays. And don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday beginning May 23rd for Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión for three games this season. The Riders will take the field as Quesos de Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with Riders players on June 28th, August 17th, and September 6th. More information at ridersbaseball.com. Vamos Quesos!
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders Baseball excitement. Let's ride.
This is Cole Reagans, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Big win for the Rough Riders tonight. They take game 5, 4-3. Josh Hatcher with a three-run bomb to win things. He's homered in three consecutive games. Swinging the bat well as the left-handed bat for the Rough Riders. Josh Hatcher. The Rough Riders get things done. One game to go in the series. It's an exciting one. A 4:05 first pitch tomorrow between the Sod Poodles and the Rough Riders. It's a jam-packed day for the entire family here at Riders Field. It's Blippi Day, Kids Sunday Fun Day, and Bark in the Park. So Blippi Day, on your way through the gates, you can grab yourself a pair of Blippi-style Rough Riders glasses and bright orange frames with the Riders branding on them. Pretty sweet. Grab one for the kids. Grab one for yourself. It doesn't matter. And then it's Kids Sunday Fun Day, presented by our friends at Raising Cane's. So a day for the young ones with all sorts of kid-centered themes, inflatables, activities. I think there's going to even be some balloon artists going on by the playground in left field. And then it's Bark in the Park with the purchase of an HEB family lawn ticket. Your pup can get in for free. So it's truly a family affair here at Riders Field for Sunday's matchup, a 4:05 p.m. first pitch. Tomorrow, back at it, the Rough Riders trying to secure another series victory against the Amarillo Sod Poodles, who took game one and two of this series. The Rough Riders have rattled off three consecutive wins. We look forward to seeing you out here at Riders Field tomorrow. For my partner, Zach Bigley, I'm Luke Maley, saying good night and good luck sleeping after that three-run blast by Josh Hatcher, a walk-off winner for the Rough Riders tonight, 4-3.
Thank you for listening to another presentation of Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network. Special thanks to Scott Burchett, Chuck Greenberg, and the rest of the Rough Riders front office staff for their continued support. For more information, visit ridersbaseball.com. Until next time, go Riders! Let's ride!